headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
Well, what do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, yes. Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Somebody actually gave us prompts for our show.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you took these microphones away and had us had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
Yeah. Boring. Our show sucks because all we do is we make jokes and laugh at each other. That's our talent.
Fellas, we're going to start the show and be out of here like flies out of a window. We're going to start this show right out of the dugout.
You know what this show is?
What is it?
It's a 3-hour phone call. That's what it is.
That's radio gold.
That's radio gold.
Fucking glorified phone call.
With bad reception. This is what we do in the show tanks. We just put Jenny on and let her talk about sucking D and all that, you know?
Wacky hijinks.
All right, boys, let's roll.
What up, everybody? Monday night. What is it? The last day of February? Uh-huh. LunaticRadio.com show on the air, everybody. I'm your host, Gary McCann, alongside me, co-host Ronnie Beans, and the CEO, Rocket. The man who never stops.
Yo!
Never stops working on the show to provide good entertainment for the listeners.
Yo! Yo!
Behind the scenes, diligently.
I'm just going to keep saying yo until my presence is acknowledged.
Hi, Ron.
Thank you.
I want to bring back the I Love Beans intro for Ronnie Beans.
No!
Why?
I hate it.
But why? What's wrong with that?
I don't like it. I want something different. Better.
Actually, we're not going to have intros for anybody.
Yeah, we don't
need it. That's played, right?
It's done.
It's old school.
Old.
Fine.
It's the LunaticRadio.com show. An hour of bitching at each other before the show. We won't get into it, but we were yelling at each other.
It was like an episode of Behind the Music. And then came the hard times.
There were three perspectives of a subject that just... It wasn't getting across to anybody.
No. We're still at the same spot.
That's spot.
Right.
After arguing, you would think we were, talented GJs. We can express an opinion in a good manner. Nah. Not when we're talking to each other off the air.
No.
Just doesn't work.
I think I could sum up my position as I don't give a fuck.
Okay, Ronnie Beans.
Well, there that goes.
Could have said that right at the start, yeah. And we wouldn't have had an argument, but...
Well, yeah. Right?
Well, it was...
Well, at least we... Well, like,
now, Rocket, now Rocket is 10 times more aggravated. And I'm feeling like a loser.
Can I go home now?
And Ron's just happy, jolly, drinking Red Bull or whatever the hell he's drinking.
Sure.
All fun and games.
I still love you like a brother.
Hey, you know?
Yeah.
Hey,
but you shouldn't have said that.
Why? What? You know, when it comes down to it, that's pretty much what it is.
What?
I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
You know, I got to do what I got to do.
I know.
It's a team effort, though.
I understand it's a team effort.
I know from your eye.
All right. See, Rocket understands.
I agree, but you shouldn't have said it.
So basically, it's like you two got to work out the stuff, and then I'll see what I got to do.
I know, but it's not supposed to be like that.
It's not supposed to be like that, Ron.
I'm sorry.
He's supposed to support us.
I do. I'll support whatever you guys come up with.
He's an athletic supporter.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you guys agree on, I'm with you.
All right.
But you can't always be a part of it.
But I can't always be a part of it. You know what I mean? I'll be with you. I'll be right behind you, and I hope it works out for the best. But I might not be there when it goes down.
I don't know what that means.
I know, it's kind of like patting you on the ass on one hand and punching you with the other hand.
We're all going to war, but just not going to go.
It's like, go team, see you later.
Yeah. I'm not going to take the boat.
Yeah. Well,
right. Ron's sending us off to Vietnam, and he's staying back in New York.
The best thing I could say before, is just that I have other concerns.
Right.
That come up.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not arguing about that.
Right, so that's what I mean when I say I don't give a fuck, and that I might not be able to, be around for that sort of stuff.
Yeah. This is like pretty much we're having the same argument now that we just had an hour ago, so or just except in the
we're, letting
the,
we're letting the listeners in on it.
Yeah,
the obscurely listening.
Yeah. Well, we don't want
to.
Yeah,
there's no need for them to really.
Understand. Yeah, sometimes we got to keep stuff to ourselves.
Yeah, now we sound like the Dawn and Drew show. Where we're just kind of talking.
Yeah. Yeah, Ron, go do the dishes.
Okay.
That's their show, Ron.
I'm not exactly sure how, because I don't believe I've ever done a dish.
Raise your hand if you know how to do dishes.
I do.
I can figure it out. I'm pretty smart.
We can all do them. I had to do them back in college.
Really?
Yeah,
you had a dishwasher?
No, that's the thing. We had this.
Oh, see, now, actually, I would do better off doing them without the dishwasher, because that's easy.
I had two roommates, two other guy roommates, and then I had three other friends who came over and ate all of our food, so I had to do all their dishes.
See, I never really messed with the dishwasher before.
Yeah.
So, hey, the apprentice is on?
Yeah.
Carolyn. You think Carolyn's hot?
Who's Carolyn?
Carolyn. Carolyn is right-hand girl.
Oh, no, I don't think she's hot at all.
You don't?
No, not at all.
It's muted. There you go.
Thank you. Come on. Somebody work for me today. Come on.
Asked me to pick the members of my team. I didn't expect that it was going to be something that
What is the actor guy doing?
I was taken a little off guard.
Being
gay. I don't think there's a single decision that could be more
No, Carolyn from The Apprentice is not hot.
You don't think so?
And can we just end The Apprentice, please?
I like the
first one. No,
I like Donald, man.
I'm done with Donald.
The Donald is funny.
Rich guy. Got billions of dollars. Okay. Go away. You're not doing anything for me. I don't want to see a billionaire on my TV trying to entertain me. I don't care.
He's entertaining, though.
No, he's not.
Yeah, because he's like, everything, this is the best pizza ever. You know why? Because it's Trump pizza. Only the best bread and cheese and sauce go into Trump pizza.
Yeah, but that's not exactly entertaining. You're just laughing at him.
Well, but see, me laughing at people is entertaining to me.
Okay. But it doesn't fit the exact definition of entertainment.
Well, everybody's got their own, you know, what they're entertaining about.
Yeah.
But.
In a couple minutes, we're going to be joined by our buddy there, our boss, actually, from the tpsradio.net, Ray Garcia. He's kind of our boss.
Ray.
If you look at it in a way, he broadcasts our show live on the flagship station, TPS Radio, and he's going to join us. Rocket is smirking like he has some
Ray.
Gripes.
It's funny, but it's true.
It is true.
He's going to be rich.
Yeah, Ray's going to take over the world. He's got a big press release he sent out this week. And, for his station, we're on his station. So we figured, you know, it's going to bring us some listeners. Who knows how many, but it could be a lot. Don't know.
To think he started this all with a foobar. now he's up to... people's cell phones and what have yous.
Yeah, so he'll explain the whole deal. Apparently, all the shows on his network are going to be opened up to a lot more listeners.
Okay.
So that's good for us. And he'll explain the whole thing. It's kind of funny how he did like a whole, he's got all sorts of crap going on.
I don't think he works at work. I think he just does stuff for his network now. Can't even say show.
Yeah.
His network.
Yeah, it's weird. The guy works 24/7. He's got... I don't know how many shows on his channel. Yeah. What is it, like 25 or something like that?
He averages 3 hours of sleep a night. That's about it.
3 hours of sleep a night. He's putting on new shows every week. He's firing people every week.
Really?
Yeah.
So wait, when is Baseball Mussings on?
I don't know. I don't even know. Is that one of his shows? Like, does he host that show?
I don't think so. It is one of his shows, but I don't think he's on it.
I know he hosts the Sports Buffet
right.
with Ray and Jen.
Right.
That's my favorite sports talk show ever.
Right. But then there's Baseball Mussings with Dave Pinto.
I have the list of... Yeah, he's got Baseball...
Pinto!
Baseball Musings with David Pinto.
Does he have Bagel Radio? Did he pick that up yet?
No, he's got the Bachelor Guy Radio.
Ooh.
No,
it's Bleacher, you blind Bleacher. Fuck.
I can't see it from here. It's the Bleacher Guy Radio. Blues Review, Brian Scott Show, which is a great show. I like the Brian Scott Show.
Kelly and Atlanta.
He's got the Craig Coleman Show.
Who's Kelly and Atlanta?
In quotes.
Lesbians?
I don't know. Kelly and Atlanta. Rocket was telling me the Kelly and Atlanta Show are like two really hot chicks who do a radio show.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Good for them.
But they talk about, like, oh, I bought some Louis Vuitton shoes yesterday. And
yeah, really?
They're like the chicks you couldn't get at a bar because, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, it's hot to listen to because they're, like, really right. Like, sassy.
Can I call up and, like, to yell stuff at them?
I think yeah. I want to do that. I was talking around. I was like, I got to call them up and be like, hey, you know, like, talk to them, and then be like, you know, you're the bitches.
All right.
Like, turn us guys down at the bar. Fuck you, you dirty cunts.
So with the Kelly and Alana show on the TPSradio.net. So
and that Ray's not going to get me on because there's just
ten,
that.
There's 10 rounds with Stephen Anthony, which is obviously some sort of drinking show.
I believe that's a boxing show, probably. What? Who knows?
Oh, they don't do
no,
like,
you know what the 10 rounds with Stephen Anthony
They don't
are?
Do like shots?
No.
You know? That round of drinks!
That is like, woo! I believe that's like a, what's that show on ESPN with,
Oh, what? Pardon the interruption?
Yeah, it's like pardon the interruption. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I just got, that's I just, what that's yeah. like.
Spied an eye of boobies.
Yeah. Rocket is right. The Kelly and Alana show on TPSradio.net is a look into those hot chicks at the bar that you can never get laid with. Right.
Pro Bodybuilding Weekly.
Those are the chicks at the bar you can't
So now,
bang.
Exactly, is there enough pro bodybuilding going on to have a weekly show?
I don't think so.
Like, what do they say? Okay, this week some dude went up and he flexed a little bit, and then the other guy flexed, and
yeah,
that was
actually,
about it.
Yeah, they were talking about the show I listened to. They went to a bar. Some guy, the dorky guys came up to him, and they were making fun of him. You know, what you actually didn't hear them say. Like, they were saying what they were saying to the you know themselves
uh-huh.
and what they're thinking in their mind.
Uh-huh.
So they're like making fun of the guys. Oh, he dressed weird, and he said weird thing. You know, like the shit. That turned you down.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was went on to say, but there was a cute guy in the corner. He was all big and buff, and I wanted to fuck him right there. And I'm just listening to this, and I'm like, God, I want to fuck him at the same time. I want to hit him in the head.
And
Can you do that? Is that allowed?
Yeah, that's called the Tony Danza.
Here are the
shows. Who's the boss?
I thought it was a strawberry shortcake.
The jelly donut.
Here are the shows on TPSradio.net, everybody.
Now, what is it? Isn't there a pirate something? Like a pirate's code?
Wait, before you do that, Kieran, and to top that all off, he's now doing a bit with Vital Podcast,
mm-hmm.
where you're doing like an American Idol kind of thing where they're picking a show. Hey, we got an unknown caller coming in.
Yeah, I believe that might be Ray.
You want to call him?
Ray Ordonez.
Hey, Ray, what's up?
All right, I have to stop you guys. You guys are just destroying of
all of our shows. Hey Ray, you there? Are you on a good phone? What do you want, a cell phone?
No, I'm on a regular phone. You want me to switch phones?
Yeah, if you can. We got a little feedback. Call us back in like 5 minutes. Or 2 minutes. 1 second.
All right, we'll do.
All right.
Bet.
Ray Garcia from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it sounded better as he like.
Sounded like he was from Saturn.
Yeah.
Definitely not us for once.
Bad phone line.
For once it wasn't us.
So we got the Baseball Musings, Bleacher Guy Radio, Blues Review, Brian Scottschall, Craig Coleman, Fan Star Sports, Football, Fantasy Land, Kelly and Alana Show, Lunatic
Meat
Radio.
Meat Beat Factory, is that all like German techno?
On the Felt, which I guess is a pool show.
You know,
or something.
Hosted by Dieter.
You got the Raider Cast.
This is Dieter, and you're listening to Meat Beat Factory.
Sports Bloggers Live, which is, oh, that's the good show I was talking to you about before right. the show.
And now all the hot stuff from Dongfoot.
Wrestling News Live, Wrestling Talk Radio, Pro Bodybuilding Weekly.
Ray,
yeah.
That's funny, Ray. You guys are not explaining anything right.
This is the hot stuff coming out of the clubs in Berlin by Fritz von Hickenfrucken.
We're destroying his list.
Yeah. Meat Beat Factory with Fritz von Olhoffen.
Welcome to the Pro Bodybuilding Weekly.
I brought up my poodle today.
Yeah. Would you like to touch my poodle?
Here's a new one from Arvin Van Dusenhoff.
Yes. The latest from Front 242. When you lock the target, do you bait the line? Three, you slowly spread the net. Four, you catch the man.
Pro Bodybuilding Weekly hosted by Quaid.
I was trying again.
Yeah. Yo,
Raymond.
What's up?
There he
is. That's a little better.
Ray
Garcia, everybody, our boss, is joining us on the line. Hey, Ray, we were going through the list of talk shows you have on your network. We weren't bashing them, dude, but we were...
making fun.
Yeah. Ray?
He hung up.
Did he hang up?
He hung up.
He probably just heard the whole Meat Beat Factory
yeah,
thing.
Right. Yeah, the delay caught up. He's like,
tell him to call back. I want him to talk about his big thing.
Ray has gotten so big when he calls the Skype line. He's doing it unlisted, so he can't see his number because, you know, it's from his BlackBerry. Doesn't want those calling us back.
Yeah, right. He's driving in his Mercedes yeah, on the
God.
This is Friday night with Meat Beat Factory.
Well, everybody, starting in March 2006, you can listen to tpsradio.net on your cell phone. On your cell phone. Which means you'll be able to listen to this show live on your cell phone.
Great. That's scary. I hope it works.
TPSradio.net is joining the Mobile Broadcast Network, which is a service that provides internet radio streams to your cell phone. And I believe the network has more subscribers. It has about 2 million subscribers.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. So that's... Whew. Obviously, we're not going to.
Is there like an awards million. Like Live 365?
Yeah.
So if we were Howard Stern, we'd be getting 2 million listeners.
Yeah. Where is Ray? Call him back.
I don't have his number.
Oh, that's
he did it unknown, like I said. I would gladly call him back.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hoo-hoo, Robin.
Well, the boss just hung up on us. What's going on?
Yeah. Less hoo-hoo and more Mad Beat Factory.
No, all the shows. There he is.
Come on, Ray. Ray's killing our show. Ray!
Yeah, I suck.
Yeah. Woo! What's happening, pal?
No, we got some pretty nasty storms going on over here in California. My power flickered out for a second there.
Oh. I thought we figured you were driving in your convertible Bentley, you know, with your BlackBerry on the Sunset Strip.
In the Mad Beat.
You know, I was just really upset about you guys dissing on all our shows, so I said, you know what, screw you guys, I'm leaving.
Oh, come on. No, we weren't dissing on the shows.
No, I'm just kidding. By the way, the Kelly and Alana show is a freaking great show.
It is.
It is. We were listening to it a little bit before the show, actually.
And the girls are actually as hot as they look in the pictures. I get to see them in person, so it's really cool.
Really?
Look at him.
Yeah. Look at you, big boss man. Did you do the casting couch thing with them?
You know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
All right.
Hey, leave a little for the rest of us, will you?
No. He won't.
I know what Ray did. He made him get on the pole.
That's
no.
There are benefits to being the owner of TPSradio.net.
All right, Raymond, here's your big thing. What's the press release about? Explain the whole endeavor we're going on now.
Okay, we have been added to the Mobile Broadcast Network, and what that is basically you'll be able to listen to TPS Radio and the LunaticRadio.com show live on your cell phone. So that? Big news.
That's very big.
It is huge news. Because that means people don't have to be in front of their computer to listen to the shows.
Exactly. Just pop in your headphones while you're... While you're out, you can dial in. You can save it on speed dial. You'll enter in our little station number and be able to tune in whenever.
Now, Ray, will I be able to get the FUBAR?
The FUBAR is dead.
Oh.
Okay,
oh.
Get over the FUBAR.
Oh, I thought it was still around.
The baseball musings will be on as well.
Ooh,
all right,
good.
This is just for live programming, right, Ray?
This is for everything. Basically, we have our own channel on the Mobile Broadcast Network. So 24/7, you can tune in and listen to any of our programming as it's streaming live.
Real.
So very cool stuff. There's I'm not legally allowed to say what their listener base is because of the competition that they have, but let's just say millions.
Wow. That is huge, people.
Huge news. And actually, I'm going to give you guys an exclusive. I just found out today what our station number is going to be.
What is it?
So those of you that want to tune in, and I want to put all this information over at tpsradio.net, we're going to be channel 1225.
Okay.
1225.
1225.
1225.
All right. That is freaking fantastic.
Also my waistline.
It's actually really exciting. You're going to be able to. I was testing it out weeks before I decided to go ahead and join up with them. I made sure that it was beneficial for everybody involved to be able to be able to get the most listeners possible with their network. So I think it's going to be a win-win for both sides.
Awesome, dude! Cool. I'm pretty stoked about this because I know it's a it,
with internet radio and stuff, you need to be online and stuff like that. And this gives you the opportunity to just tune in whenever you want, really. Absolutely. You know what I mean? You know, you could be on the freaking train heading into Manhattan, people, and listen to our show, which is great news.
As long as you're getting a cell phone signal, you'll be able to pick it up.
Yeah.
Now, we're actually not supposed to launch until mid-March, but I was just actually talking to the tech guy over there today, and it looks like we may launch sooner, so it's things are moving along pretty quick.
That's what I like to hear. Sooner!
I'm cracking the whip.
Good. Definitely.
Ray, you're taking over the world, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what? I like to think of it as if we are taking over the world. It's not just me, man.
See, that's a professional.
Atta baby.
And that we means we get 30%, right?
Rocket, you get 5.
Oh!
Actually,
five.
You know what? I've been talking to some of the other shows on the net, Rocket, and we've actually worked out, and I already talked to you about this a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
We worked out a trade.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're going to, because, you know, you guys are on our network, and I guess I technically own you guys, we're going to have to release Rocket. Now, we're going to let him, we're going to franchise him, see if anybody can match the offer. If they can't,
right,
we're going to work a head-to-head trade with Dungeon Cast.
Oh!
No, that wasn't it.
Wait, are we trading him for an elf?
You know, I was trying to work a deal with Bagel Radio, but they say that you just dissed on them so much that they won't take it.
Oh, Bagel Radio, man, those guys are fabulous.
That's right, bread and jokes.
Bread and jokes. Ray, I'm. Go ahead.
You guys, real quick, you guys can check out more information on the Mobile Broadcast Network at mymbn.com, and there's a whole listing of all the stuff over there.
Yeah. MYMBN.com, everybody.
Yeah, we got that. We got that on the press release.
Yeah, we got it on the press release. We got everything on here, Raymond.
That's right. So I encourage you guys to check it. And the best part is that it's free. So
sweet.
there is a paying subscriber base, but for what I was able to work out, we get the most possible listeners by going for the listeners for it to be a free access to them.
Right.
That's, so you listeners don't have to pay anything.
Nice.
All right. See? Look at that, people.
Well, here's a big question. Is it more work for us?
Only for Rocket.
All right.
Okay. I basically figured out a way of just creating more and more work for Rocket.
Splendid.
And for
great.
All you guys.
More
wait,
code.
Wait. Is it like a hard transaction thing that Rocket has to do, or can I do it?
I would prefer if Rocket did it,
yeah,
because
he just wants to give me the work.
There's a whole thing going on there.
All right.
Yeah. Actually, Rocket's a little bit more responsible than Kieran is.
A lot of internet coding and stuff like that.
Great.
Yeah, well, basically what I'm doing is I'm saving Kieran and Beans for, like, all the cool stuff.
Yeah.
I'm putting all the labor on the Rocket.
Yeah. See?
What a guy. Hey,
this is the wrong thing to say that, right?
It's about time somebody else felt my pain. I'm busting my ass.
Yeah, Ray, that 96K fee doesn't work. Go get your laptop. LOL.
That probably has something to do with the power thing we just had going on, but I'm looking at it right now, and the 96 feed is working.
Good. That's what we like to hear. But we always prefer the 32K people, as we've been saying. 32K.
Yeah, the 32 is probably the best way,
right.
Best way to go.
So I'm pretty excited about this. This is big news for
it
us,
is.
Everybody. Big news for TPSRadio.net and every show on there. So Ray's taking over the world, and we're just following along.
Congratulations, Ray. You are the man.
Hey, Ray, I got a side question for you a little bit, a little off topic.
Okay.
What do we do with Chad Pennington?
Oh, you know what? I hear you guys are trying to trade up for the Texans spot. The Texans are
right.
Saying that they're looking at letting that spot go.
Right. John Abraham plus the fourth pick.
That's right. So I'm thinking the Jets will probably go for Leinart.
I hope, because I'm about ready. If they don't get rid of him, I'm going to get rid of him.
You know what my luck is going to be? They're going to get rid of him, and Oakland's going to pick him up. That's the way our team's looking right now. We're hiring guys that haven't been involved in football in like years.
Listen, Chad Pennington, my mother has a better arm than Chad Pennington right now. My mother can throw the down, you know, the post pattern. You know, Chad Pennington can't.
Can she throw a good out pattern?
Yeah. I mean, Chad Pennington, I mean, I don't know if you get to, if you watch a lot of Jet football being over on the West Coast there.
I catch a few games, yeah.
Did you see the one game he did play where he threw that pass to McCarron's and McCarron's had to wait for it to come down?
Yeah, I mean, it was so painfully obvious when he came back that he didn't have any velocity on that ball.
Oh,
at all.
You know as well as I do, more surgeries don't help.
No. There's nothing like more scar tissue in that area to help you throw a ball.
Yeah, more surgeries don't help you at all. Like, now maybe he can throw, but I mean, he didn't have a cannon to begin with.
So I'm wondering what the Texans are going to do if they decide to move down, because all the talk has been that they were going to go after Reggie Bush.
Right. Now, here's the other thing. Any truth to the rumors that Vince Young is really, really dumb?
You know, I just read something on that. He scored like a 6 on that test.
Yeah.
He retook it and he scored a 16. Now,
16's not making me feel it any better.
That's the quarterback test at the combine, right?
Right.
Yeah, and it's a general quiz. We're going to talk about this on the Sports Buffet, so we'll plug there tomorrow night. But
ding ding.
But it's basically a general quiz. It's not even a quiz about football.
Right.
It's just a general knowledge quiz to kind of gauge their thought process, and if they can learn as the test goes.
Right. Well, supposedly, to give you a basis, Tom Brady and Chad Pennington scored like 44s on the test.
Dan Marino scored a 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So some people put a lot of stock into the test, some people don't.
Really?
I'm starting to look at it more because I'm hearing that Oakland may be able to get him at the number 7 pick.
Wow.
So,
don't you think you have to take him whether the guy's a dumbass or not?
He shows the potential. The thing is, he runs so much that it depends on the system that he gets plugged into.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal right there.
I don't know.
And that's something that we don't do well in Oakland.
No, well, you guys don't really do anything well over there.
Not really. Not right now, no.
Smoke weed pretty well over there.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. When Dan Marino probably took that, he was probably all coked up. I mean, back in college, that was his thing.
Could have been. And that was also the time he was doing the baseball stuff, so he may not have... I'm sorry, I'm thinking of somebody else. But yeah, Elway. But may not have been like his highest priority at the time.
Yeah, right.
Ray, so, before I let you go, what are your thoughts on the World Baseball Classic?
You know, I think it's timed badly. I really do. I think that... I think the concept is great. It's just too tough to work that around Major League Baseball and players being worried about getting hurt before the season starts. Just lump it in with the Summer Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the easiest way to do it. Play it every 4 years. Put it right after a baseball season maybe is ending. Something to that effect. Maybe add some incentives. Well, you can't do that in the Olympics, but get something so that you can get the players to actually play. You're seeing too many drop out, and you're going to start hearing excuses from probably any team that loses. Because you know they didn't have the proper representation, and it's just not going to be a true gauge of the best team in the world.
No, supposedly Melvin Mora dropped out today.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah,
people are dropping out left and right.
Yeah, they wanted him to play center, and he wasn't down with that. So
that's right. Yeah. It was a position issue.
All I got to say is, please, 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 don't let anybody from the Yankees get hurt. That's all I ask.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody is worried about is just the general health during and after the series.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So before you guys let me know, because I know you guys are going to dump me.
Yeah, we're done with you.
I just want to encourage everyone to check out all the live programming that we have. I'm trying to get all of our shows to interact more so that we can create a bigger listener base.
And maybe we can have a Christmas party.
Yeah, and we're going to do the holiday party. Unfortunately, Rocket has to work that weekend with the station. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's catering.
Pizzas.
Yeah.
Rocket, more weenies.
Pizza for everybody.
Stromboli's, LOL.
That was fucking funny, Rocket. Holy shit. All right, Raymond.
I'm trying to get everyone to kind of pull together as a network, and I think together we can really kick ass. That's with CBS Radio.
Yeah, can we get can you get Kelly and Alana to call up here?
You know what? I was just talking to them, and they are totally down for a cross promotion with you guys.
Excellent.
All right.
So we'll send them nude pictures, and then they'll send us nude pictures. Is that how it's going to work?
That's cross promotion.
That's cross promotion.
Kieran and Beans can send their pictures to the Kelly and Alana show. Rocket, you got to send yours to Baseball Musings.
Nice. That's Rocket's favorite show. Do you know that?
Rocket
next to the Foo Bar.
Rocket's got a baseball bat for him. I'm telling you.
Hey, David Pinto, the guy that does Baseball Musings,
yes.
The guy is a baseball just genius. The guy, he worked for ESPN and Stats Inc., and he knows his stuff. He's a really great show. I plug all you guys, man.
I know, right? You're
we
the
know,
man.
Gay boy.
That's why we're having you on the broadcast. And you know what you're doing.
You plug Kieran without any Vaseline.
I was really trying to push the rocket gay angle more, but was not going to come to me.
It's kind of hard when he lives with a chick, you know. Considering he's probably the one in this room who's gotten laid recently.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Raymond. Raymond, TPSradio.net is the network that's taken over the world. Ray Garcia is the owner, the guy who runs the ship, and he's our boss. So let's thank him for coming on the program. Thank you, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Thanks, guys. I'm no one's boss. We're all in this together, you guys.
Yeah, right.
You'll get my bill soon.
All right, Ray. Take care of yourself.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
Oh, you hung up on the
phone. There it is.
The universal radio bit.
Oh, it's international.
Yeah. So Ray hung up on we hung
yeah,
up
we
on
gotta
the boss.
Do that to our boss. That's how good of a boss we have.
Right.
He'll take it.
Yeah, so the mobile broadcast network thing is good for us. And I'm gonna try that out. As soon as we're on that network, I'm gonna try it out.
I wonder if you need some kind of special phone or something.
Nah.
Oh well, Molly, you got to be able to access the internet via your cell phone. That's
oh, okay,
all.
Gotcha.
That's all it is, you know. And then we're on, and we're rolling. You know what I mean?
So I'm not gonna. Now that I know that dude from Baseball Musings works for ESPN, not gonna make any more fun.
No. Fun of best show ever.
Yeah, best show ever. Get me on ESPN, damn it!
I tell you what, there's all the.
You'd be good on a sports show.
I want to go.
You can't do any baseball though.
Why not?
You can't do AL East baseball.
That's what I know about. Yeah. They'd be like, football, who cares?
Let's talk about the Yankees.
Let's talk about the Yankees. It's January 1st. Who cares?
Yankees. Right now, Jorge's thinking about catching.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
not to go on about all the shows on TPSradio.net, people, but the Sports Bloggers Live, I believe that's the show. I was listening to this show like at 3 in the morning one night, and they had Tom Arnold on for the entire show. Talking about sports and the best damn sports show, period.
Hey,
and
we could get Tom Arnold.
And
the
well,
show.
No, well, they had Tom Arnold live from the Super Bowl in Detroit, which was phenomenal. So there is some great programming on TPSradio.net.
Very good.
And Kelly and Alana, yeah, you'll be getting my hammering via a JPEG.
Via JPEG.
Of course, that has been unaltered.
Yeah.
In all its glory.
That acorn.
It's going to look like the country of Italy, baby. Huge.
Going to look like a tic-tac.
Half eaten.
Let's pay some homage to Jim Rome.
Yeah. Half orange, half white. That's some piece of paper.
Jim Rome's got a lot of stuff to cover.
He does.
All right, so we got a lot to do on today's show, everybody. No, we got a dominatrix calling in on the program.
Sweet.
And she's in the chat room right now, believe it or not.
Yeah.
We're going to try the we're going to give Race Car Johnny, one of our listeners from Florida, the opportunity to do his NASCAR report. So we're going to do that. Even though we don't care about NASCAR and we don't even know what goes on in NASCAR. All we know is that there's a bunch of cars driving around in circles. That's it.
That's about it.
He
wanted some song played, but I forgot to tell you. And
oh, I have it. I have it. Oh. Don't worry about it.
I'm dropping the hammer.
There it is.
No, you're not.
Most gay thing ever said in a movie.
I'm actually stalling right now because Simone Cross is supposed to be calling in any minute,
yeah.
I believe.
It's okay. We're stalling, yes.
Yeah, so
dude, did you check out her website?
Yeah, I did check.
Like, what the hell was half of that stuff she was talking about?
What the hell?
I don't know. It's like dominatrix stuff. She's gonna have to explain it.
I was like, what? I mean, you don't want to like have her explain the whole thing. We'll be here for a couple hours, but I mean, I was like, there's one part where it said Adam and Steve. I was like, what the hell is that? Is that like some sort of gay thing? But I was like, how can it be gay if it's her and somebody else?
I really want to know what the whole the deal is. You know, is she hired by somebody? Hold on, she might be joining us on the program right now.
Yeah, we could find out.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Simone Cross calling you.
Hi, Simone Cross. It's Kieran McCann, Ronnie Beans, and the CEO of Rocket here in New York.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Well, thank you very much.
Simone, everybody, if you don't know, is a dominatrix, and she, I believe, for a living, beats the hell out of dudes.
Well, I don't beat the hell out of everybody. Just a few.
Just who ask for it, right?
Just a few deserving people, right. Yeah.
The ones who've been very, very bad, right?
Very, very bad boy. Nice. Yes, that's true.
Take us through a day in a life of a gig, a dominatrix gig. What goes down? Does somebody call you and be like, hey, I have this gig going on. I want you to come and beat me up. Do people actually hire you to, you know, whip them and stuff?
Yeah, well, people hire me to do that, but it's not really all about, you know, me beating people up. You know, it's, I guess, you know, someone who has specific interest in S&M or sadomasochism and or other activities like bondage and so forth will give me a call and, you know, talk to me about their interest. And I will set up an appointment with them to come and see me. So I guess it just depends on what, you know, people are into. And variety of people have a variety of different kinks, you know.
Is it usually just, you know, a couple people? Or is it, you know, do you do events, like, where it is, like, a room full of people and, you know, you just take people on?
I myself do a lot of private, you know, private sessions, but I have done public play before. I did more of that. I used to live in L.A. for about a year, but I've been up in the Bay Area for quite some time. So I really pretty much play privately. I don't do a lot of public play anymore. I like more of a personal connection with a person, you know. So I tend to play within the dungeon setting more often than not. You know, clubs that, you know, there's only so much you can do in a club, so to speak. And it's a good show, but, you know, I think that, you know, S&M is also a more personal endeavor. So,
Simone, this is Ronnie Beans here. How'd you get started on all this?
Well, I had a kinky boyfriend there for a while.
Nice.
who got me into it. And so it turned out that, you know, he kind of taught me a few tricks. And then I went to this party out in the desert called Burning Man. Have you heard of that before?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I met a girl there, and we got to talking, and she was a professional dominatrix. And so we were just talking, and she also lived in San Francisco. So when we got back, she told me to talk to these people where she worked, and that's how I got started. So I actually started out as a professional submissive and then sort of transferred into my own dominance, working as a dominatrix.
Nice.
Do you allow the people to use, like, safe words and stuff like that?
Yeah, no, safe words are really important, you know, in communication during a session, because you don't really want to break the tone of the session. And so we set up safe words as, you know, a way to communicate while things are going on. So, like, say, you know, I'm whipping you or something like that, and it's too hard and heavy, you can use a code word like red. Or, you know, red would be to stop the activity altogether, or yellow would be, it's cool, but it's a little heavy-handed, maybe can you break from it or lighten it up? And that way, you know, I know that the person that's submitting to me, you know, what they're kind of going through, they're able to communicate with me about it without saying, like, no, stop it, doesn't really work. You know, sometimes you say no, 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 that means yes, yes, yes.
Right. I was checking out your website, and I saw under interests you had, like, a whole list of things that you can do. Now,
uh-huh.
Not having any clue or not really being in the whole S&M world, some of the stuff mm-hmm. I had no idea what it meant. What's an Adam and Steve scene?
Okay. Adam and Steve, like, you know, Adam and Eve.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But it's not Adam and Eve. It's Adam and Steve. They're more like forced bisexual scenes.
Gotcha.
As forced as they could be. They're still voluntary. But I don't really do that unless I know someone pretty well. You know, I have to have a relationship with someone mm-hmm. As a client before I dive into that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So some guys are into that forced homosexuality,
gotcha.
You know.
What is?
Are you into that?
No.
Well, Karen Mike.
I didn't think so.
what are some of the strangest requests yeah. you've gotten?
Like, I know you got the whip stuff and stuff, but what are some of the strangest things people have asked you to do to them?
Yeah, I knew this question was coming. The strangest things. I don't know. For me, it doesn't seem strange. So I guess it all depends on, you know, what's strange to whom.
Well, we have a lot of Midwest listeners who are not open to all this stuff, so it's probably going to blow their doors off.
I don't know. I guess I do a lot of, like, medical play or enema sessions. Those are interesting.
And messy.
And messy.
No, they're actually not messy. I mean, it's pretty, you know, there's a way to deal with it. Different people have so many different kinds of fetishes, really, you know. It doesn't seem unusual to me, you know. I'm sure it does to some people, like different fetishes, from foot fetishes to balloon fetishes or what have you. I did a session with a guy that had a balloon fetish, and I thought that was really strange and funny. But where we blew up balloons, and then you blow them up until they're about ready to pop, but like you can put them like in between you and then bounce and on top of each other until they pop. That was weird. So that was spicy. That doesn't really have anything to do with all the whips and chains and so forth. Yeah. You know.
Do you ever say to yourself, "I can't believe I'm getting paid to do this"?
Well, yeah, I've been saying that for well over 9 years now. What am I doing? How did I get this job? And, you know, I'm still doing it. No, I mean, I went to school, I got a degree and all of that, and I just never, well, I'm still trying to pursue some of those endeavors as well, but...
this is probably more fun.
pardon me?
I said that. What you're doing is probably way more fun than that.
Yeah, no, this is a great job. It's a lot of fun. You know, you have to be really skilled at what you're doing. You can't just like pick up whips and go to town. You know, you have to know what you're doing, but it's a really fun job, and it's fun to meet all different kinds of people, you know, that are willing and open-minded enough to explore their own sexuality on a lot of levels, you know?
Yeah, speaking about obscure, like, fetishes, it's really weird. Like, people like to, where they get their balls stepped on. Do you do any of that?
I didn't hear you.
I know there's people out there that like their, like, balls stepped on and whatnot. Do you do that? What is their deal? Like, what do they enjoy? Like, I don't understand, like, the philosophy and what's going through their head. That extreme pain, the crippling pain, is some sort of turn on or something. I don't understand. Can you explain what that's all about?
I can do my best.
It's just so weird. It's so much pain. I mean, I've seen videos online where they're like kicking a field goal, kicking in the balls.
It's like a masochistic thing, right? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Well, masochists are, I don't know, they're a special person, you know, in a lot of ways, because their tolerances for pain are high. But I don't think that it's straightforward. All about, especially in what you're asking me about in regards to, say, ball crushing or ball kicking, that kind of thing. There's some humiliation in that. Maybe some of this stems from childhood. You know, I remember being in grade school and being one of those girls, you know, you're out on recess, you run up to some guy and kick him in the nuts, and he goes down, and it's just funny, right? Well, it's maybe he was completely humiliated by that, and later on it transfers into a sexual desire on some level. Does that make sense?
Sure, yeah.
So, but I think, like, masochists, if they, if they're into pain, what it does is it's kind of, depending on the kind of pain, too, you know, it transfers into... maybe a different state of mind, like a euphoria or something. It takes you out of body almost. So, you know, you're working with the body to reach a state of mind.
Gotcha.
That's crazy.
That, you know, you desire a woman to, like, humiliate you. Maybe you've got some shame issues or something you want to work through. Sometimes it's very psychological stuff, you know.
Right, right.
Sometimes it can be very heavy psychological stuff that you have to work with somebody on. So in a sense, I'm kind of like a psychologist on that level, you know.
Who knew? Kick him in the balls. Yeah, solves the problems.
Yeah. Kick him in the nuts. It'll be okay.
It's a domination with a sense of humor. It's great.
All right. You know,
Simone, I mean, oh, just keep going.
Then go ahead.
I was going to say, do you have a whip around?
Do I have a whip around? Yeah, like right now?
Yeah, do you have one around?
No, I'm kind of, I know, I'm at home. I'm not in the dungeon right now.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, it's like The Office?
I love it.
You're at my home office.
Wow. The dungeon.
That's crazy.
I mean, yeah, I don't have one handy. John does. In Orlando.
Nice. Actually, Simone, are you in our chat room right now?
Yeah, I am, but I'm not. I can't chat and talk on the phone at the same time.
Yeah. I believe one of our listeners, John from Orlando, is very into the dominatrix stuff.
Yeah.
The guy's 5'4".
Yeah, no, and he's kind of hot, too, you know.
A little love connection going on.
All right. Look, hey, we do our part.
Yeah.
Now, Simone, let me ask you, like, in your personal life, the guys you date, do they have to be into, this sort of thing? Or do you date normal guys or guys who just aren't, I shouldn't say normal, but I mean, like, guys who just aren't into the whole S&M thing?
Yeah, dating, huh? That's an interesting question. Dating, yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be like a requirement for me for somebody to be into S&M. No, you know, it's what we call the differences between having a vanilla relationship and a kinky relationship. But I really, you know, I like kinky stuff, you know?
Gotcha.
But it's not like a said requirement, so to speak. I mean, sex, good sex is good sex, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
So, yeah, it doesn't have to be all about S&M, and I wouldn't want it to be either, because it just, I don't want to feel like I'm at work.
Right, yeah. Know? Yeah.
You know, so.
DiabolicalDommy.com is the website, everybody.
Diabolical Dom, yeah.
And tell us about the San Francisco Fetish Ball. Now, what is that, like a convention, or isn't that like a big-time thing for the S&M?
Well, the folks at Mr. S and Madam S, they have a store here in San Francisco. They also have a store in Los Angeles. They put on a fetish ball here in the Bay Area. They have been for many years. And, well, not a convention of sorts, although there used to be, and I think there still are conventions. There used to be something called BonCon, which isn't going on anymore, but I think there's a DomCon that's going on in LA, which are more convention-like. They'll have vending booths and so forth that you can buy equipment or videos or, you know, get more information from them. But fetish ball is a lot of fun. You know, you can get all dressed up and go dancing, basically. But they do have, in the past, they've had areas, like private areas, where you can play publicly. Now, within reason, there's no full nudity or anything like that. So, you know, doing bondage demonstrations. And they also have a huge fashion show, which is usually pretty fantastic. You know, there's a lot of latex clothing designers and leather clothing designers. They do a show. And they also have performers, you know, this year. I know Fakir and Alan Faulkner are doing some really, really intense performances the night before Fetish Ball at a Studio Z called Club Enslaved.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll do live performances where they hang themselves from hooks.
Oh.
That kind of thing. You've seen, like, Hellraiser, right?
Yeah.
Well, they do, like, crazy, you know, heavy-duty, like, body piercings where they suspend themselves from hooks. So it's really a very intense thing to watch.
Yeah.
And Fakir is very famous. Fakir Mustafar is very famous for this kind of thing. It's a very spiritual and, you know, personal thing to do, S&M. from body modification to even the lightest things, even just spanking, you know? So it can be very light and playful to very intense and hardcore. You know, like, I think people, the way it's portrayed in, like, movies and things, sometimes it seems like it's a very dark, dark idea.
Like
and it can be, but I think it can be light and playful also.
Yeah. Well, I guess looking at it from the outside, you know, looking at, I mean, I'm a guy who who doesn't have too much
get laid. Who doesn't get laid?
Yeah. So I'm just looking.
You don't get laid often?
Simone, our host Kieran hasn't gotten laid in 8 years.
Oh, well, maybe us then's the way to go. I mean, you don't get laid, you know, in the pro scene. Like, you know, there's no sex involved in our sessions, but it's a very sexual idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just another form of sex. I mean, I guess your larger sex organ is going to be your brain, right?
Well, I guess I would enjoy getting beat up a little bit. Why not?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's not about getting beat up. Maybe you want to be tied up and teased.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't have.
See,
that.
the thing is that, like, none of us have any clue about what goes on with this sort of thing, and I'm sure there's probably parts of it that we would enjoy and parts that we wouldn't, like everybody else. It's just
exactly.
Yeah. You know, the whole society gets painted in a bad light because they, you know,
you just don't know.
You don't know, right? They don't know what goes on,
right?
I think like anything, you know, like it's about, like, if you have a sexual partner and you discuss with them what turns you on, you know, this, that, and the other thing, S&M is sort of similar to that. You can explore a little deeper what turns you on, but mm-hmm. you try new things. It could be, you know, that you just have a foot fetish, right? You like to suck a girl's toes or worship her legs. You know, worship a beautiful woman that has more control. Seems like in our culture, and traditionally speaking, in a lot of cultures, men are more dominant than women. And so for the women to take charge and be more sexually dominant,
kind of freaky,
over the man, that's like,
it's a huge
turn on. Tables on you.
Yeah.
This is a huge turn on for men, because, you know, what if you're a man in, like, a pretty high power position, so to speak, and mm-hmm. you're always in control, you're mm-hmm. always, you know, having to be in control over your life, and you need a break, you mm-hmm. know, and so maybe they come to explore S&M a little bit, see if that help them to release, you know, or give them a break from having that control all of the time. Well, what if a girl walks up to you and, like, pushes you up against the wall and, like, says, you know, she takes more control, then it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, cool. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. That's how Kieran got laid 8 years ago.
I don't know. I think now, too, like, women may... Men don't like all the rejection either, you know, like having to ask girls out. So if girls have to find ways to be more aggressive if they want to go after what they want to go after. You know, but that's just not even, you know, just in a regular sort of setting, not just like, you know, an S&M kind of thing.
The greatest, I don't know what you would call it, character from the S&M society has to be, to me, the Gimp. Now, do those people actually exist, like the gimps, like the sex slaves? Do those people exist?
Yeah, I believe that's true. I believe that you can't exist like that 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of maybe an impossibility, at least for in my mind it is. You know, there are mistresses who have slaves or keep slaves. Have live-in slaves. There are different kinds of slaves, from being a true submissive or subservient, somebody who cleans your house or what have you. I like the idea of the GIMP. I think that's really cool in a session, you know, to have somebody all hooded and, like, sort of immobile in body bag of some kind, like a rubber latex body bag, and, you know, you can still toy with them on a lot of levels, you know, by doing CBT, which is cock and ball torture, electrical tortures, nipple tortures like clamps and things.
Yeah.
You can play with them on that level, like playing with their body plays with their mind. It's a psychological trip. So, I mean, I know that there's in Prague, I think there's a place called OWK where you can go and live or vacation as a slave. And I think it's OWK. You can Google search that.
Yeah. So in the grand scheme of things, you know, the S&M world, it's mostly about a psychological, I wouldn't say torture, but, you know, stimulation instead of sex.
Yeah. It's definitely more about sensation play and stimulation from, you know, there's tickle torture and, you know, blindfolds and hoods and things take away your eyesight. You can't see. You're more in tune with what's happening with your body, you know. So even the slightest touch or me breathing on the back of your neck, you know, really subtle play is very sexy and stimulating.
I think you could sign me up for a tickle torture.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Well, I'm very, very ticklish. Not many people know that because it's not something I tell everybody, but I'm very ticklish.
Hypothetically speaking, if we hired you to do like a gig or something and you came over to, you know, I don't know, say Ron's house and Ron hires you for a gig and you show up at his place, what happens? Do you just completely take over from, you know, the point you enter the door?
No, not typically. I'll do like phone screenings first. I'll talk to you on the phone like I'm talking with you now about your interests and see if we're compatible.
Right.
And then I'll put you through some protocol, like go to my website in the interest section and, you know, review my site, you know, read through it and also look at my application form and fill out the application form once we make an appointment so I know specifically what your interests are because it's an extensive application that, you know, has a checklist that you can check off a lot of things about, you know, that you might be interested in. But out calls, you know, I really typically don't go do out calls unless I know somebody.
Right.
So I'm not going to go to somebody's house and just be like, you know, I don't know them.
Right.
So I'll bring them into the studio.
What I was actually trying to get to is that the actual situation, the you know, the interaction, when you go and you go do a gig or whatever, you're completely in control when you enter that place, right? It's no role-playing going on. There's no like, okay, let's get started. It's like, as soon as you enter, you take over, right?
As soon as you enter, I'll bring you in and we'll sit down and we do what's called a negotiation. It's a pretty brief negotiation and then we'll set up safe words and, you know, talk for a few minutes and then I'll have you get undressed and we'll do the session. We'll go from there. So I really try to deal with people, me personally, try to deal with people on a very human level initially, try to put them at ease, make them feel more comfortable. Not all dominatrixes do that. Some dominatrixes from the get-go will bring you in and make you crawl on your knees and, you know, whatever, you're in role, you're in session right away. But that's really not my personal style since I'm more into dealing with people on a power. I like the exchange of power. I like to know that, you know, it's a matter of consent too. You know, safe, sane, and consensual play is really important to me. So I want to know that as soon as you come in, if I take you directly into scenes, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. Like if somebody requests it, sure, yeah, I'll do that.
Now, how long does a typical session last?
Typical session, I usually require an hour and a half minimum session, but a lot of people will do like an hour session, but I don't like hour sessions because I feel like they go by too quickly.
Gotcha.
And I like to do hour and a half or more. You know, like tonight, actually, I have an overnight session, so I can play with somebody for long periods of time, do extensive bondage and things like that, and I don't have to watch a clock,
nice.
You know. But during the week, you know, I can do maybe 5 sessions a week or something like that, sometimes less. So an hour and a half is pretty standard, I think.
Yeah.
Now, do you get mostly guys or girls?
Mostly men, yeah, and sometimes couples. It's rare that I get just a woman that comes to see me, you know, sometimes, but it's pretty rare. And so, yeah, mostly men for sure.
If we ever get a budget for this program, I'm going to have you, I'm going to fly you in from San Francisco and torture my co-host Ron with cheeseburgers.
You want me to torture Ron?
Yeah, with cheeseburgers. I'm going to have to get a suitcase of White Castle, and we're going to torture Ron with cheeseburgers.
What you would have to do is every time I'd go to eat one, you would have to take it away.
Right. I'm going to sit back and watch him cry like a baby.
Sort of like the carrot on the string type thing.
Force him to eat them, like lots and lots of them?
No. You have to not let me eat them.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And every time he tries to grab one, you got to smack him with a whip or something.
Like, I'll chase you around the room, but you can't let me have a cheeseburger.
So you like cheeseburgers.
Well, either that or you'll have to, like, work on some contraption, like a carrot on a string, and then I'll just run around the room by myself.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe in
that'll be entertaining.
Awkward.
You're weird. That's the weirdest thing anybody's asked me for ever.
You just had a dominatrix call you weird.
Win.
Yeah.
Ronnie means
that's
one, the dominatrix
weird.
Zero.
maybe in the same session you can torture my producer because he's Italian and he loves pizza, so you can like spin pizzas in front of his face.
Oh God!
I don't know. I'm just an idiot.
I think you're getting off onto your own. thing.
I love her. She's the best.
Psychoanalysis.
Yeah.
Diabolicaldommy.com is the website. Everybody, Simone
it's
Cross.
It's not Dommy.
What is it?
Dom.
Yeah, it's not
Dommy. Dommy. What is that? Do you know French?
No.
He doesn't know English.
No. You're a New Yorker. You don't know French. Okay, look. Like, D-O-M is a masculine form of Dom.
Mm.
And D-O-M-M-E is a feminine form of Dom. And so, diabolicaldom.com is, but it's spelled D-I-A-B-O-L-I-C-A-L-D-O-M-M-E.com.
Right. Thank you for clarifying that.
Thank you. Thank you for correcting Kieran's poor English.
Can you spell it as fast as I just did? Go.
Well, I have it right on my cheat. I would be cheating.
You're cheating. Yeah. Okay.
Diabolical.
Thank you, Simone, for joining us on the program.
Yes, and enlightening us on the whole BDSM world.
Yes. Yeah.
Sure.
It's very interesting, man.
Thank you for having me on the radio show. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Keep on kicking ass.
Literally.
Okay, I will.
All right, take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Wow, Simone Cross, everybody. Very, you know, people love that world.
Yeah,
they do.
A sweet voice, you know? I kind of figured.
Could you imagine, like,
angry.
Her humiliating you? You know, like, lick my boot, you know, or something.
I'm not into that.
You know what my stop word would be? I was thinking about that. What would your stop word be?
Stop it, you cunt.
mine would be Armageddon.
Mine would be mommy.
mommy. I was thinking either that or stop bitch.
Mine would be ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I would think I'd be like, you know what? You could tie me up, but as soon as I get out, I'm kicking your ass.
Yeah.
As soon as I break out of these things.
Actually, I don't think it could be a word like ouch. It's got to be something
Yeah, it's got to be something that you wouldn't normally say.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Armageddon.
Like
Armageddon.
Science.
Wizzle wuzzle.
Yeah, wizzle wuzzle.
Yeah.
Wizzle wuzzle.
Tort reform.
Now, what are you going to do? What do you do if you have a ball gag? Like, how do you do a stop word?
It's got to be.
Give
her
the finger.
She's got to have something.
Like, you have to throw the Crip Killer sign, you know? Start throwing a gang signs.
Yeah.
Give her the okay.
Yeah.
Dude, we've done over an hour straight.
No, the shocker. You have to show her the shocker.
The shocker.
And that's the please stop hurting me sign.
Yeah. Holy so Simone God. Cross, everybody.
Dude, that's crazy. What would you want to do? Like, what would you want to do?
See, I'm not into that at all.
Well, neither am I. But I'm like, you know, if you had to do something. Like, I'll tell you what, the tickle torture thing sounds pretty cool. Because I'm ticklish. But I don't want to get tied up. If you just want to tickle, yeah, if you just want to tickle me, that'd be cool. I don't think I could take it for an hour and a half.
Can I just have her like sit on my face?
I don't think that works it that way.
That's like sex.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
She probably would, but she'd have underwear on. Yeah, or like a pair of leather panties or something.
I don't know what I would do. What would I want her to do? I don't know.
I can't stand pain. Pain is not.
I don't
want to
get
pain.
Pain's I don't want to get beat. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I'm not into pain. Not but pain. But if she was like, you know, like she was talking about breathing on you and stuff like that, that's not bad. I guess giving you a little like tickle, you know.
I would want her to tickle me and just be filthy, like verbally, like you fucking son of a motherfucker. You cunt
you
want to
be humiliated? Huh?
Yeah. See? Yeah, and but tickle that the same
with you. That's the point. She never has sex with you. She
no.
See, I mean,
yeah, but I could jack off to that later.
I can't. No. I figure if she's going to beat the shit out of me, you better, you know, you no, better sit you in my
wanna,
cock
no, you don't want to get beat. Who wants to? I don't want to get beat. You don't
well,
have to.
Well, whatever,
beat.
Whatever you're.
See, that's where I think people get screwed up the most. They think that there's pain involved. There isn't pain involved.
Well, there could be. Stuff.
There could be if you want that.
Oh, whatever. I'm saying but whatever the scenario is,
right.
She better be sitting on my cock after it's all done. But she doesn't. That's all I want.
Well, you go home and you take it out on your girlfriend.
If I know, but I'm saying if I'm going to be pained, that's what I want. Figure it. Yeah.
All right, Simone Cross style.
Could you imagine, like, she's going to, like, she'd sit there and, like, handcuff you to the bed and then just sit there and tickle you for an hour and a half?
That's not a turn on at all.
No taser to the balls. I don't want any of that.
No, absolutely not.
Taser to
no, listen, I don't want to get hurt. No one wants to get hurt.
Get a Brazilian wax.
I'd have to think that handcuffed or not, I'm ripping that bed apart.
The food thing would be great with Ron, though.
Okay. You know, that was funny. I'm not doing that.
She throws cheeseburgers at you.
Yeah, I'm not, dude. That was like in Seven. They forced that guy to eat till he died.
You know? Really?
Yeah, even though right, yeah.
It would be funny to have like funny. A little string with a white castle yeah. on the end of it, and I'll just chase it, you know, around a room. Yeah.
It'd be a great Kodak moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, in my underwear.
No, that's just nasty now.
In a diaper.
Oh, gross.
Yes.
Oh,
that's not happening.
No.
All right. So Simone Cross, great. Thank you.
Check
for
out
the
her
insight.
Website. Yeah. Very, very cool
Interesting.
Website.
Interesting.
Yeah. Dude, her website is crazy. Did you see it?
Yeah.
All black and white photos and stuff. It's pretty nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Rock, we got to do a break.
Sure.
For an hour. So let's do a break. We'll come back, get the show started, everybody, on the lunaticradio.com program.
It's lunaticradio.com.
You know what they gotta start doing? Go back to the old days with the porno films and start doing that fake dubbing. You know how they used to do that? Like yes. The fake moaning of the scenes? They gotta start doing that. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh yeah? What do you mean? If I do it, will you do it at the same time?
Oh. Can Rocket
are you ready?
Can Rocket do it with you?
No, okay, absolutely. By all means.
Yes. All right, Rocket, you have to do some, like, moaning or something with Jessica Drake right here.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Well, I think so. Okay, here we go.
Right.
I'm leaving. Go ahead.
I'm leaving.
And action.
Okay, wait.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like that, bitch? You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like it hard, right? Take
oh,
it.
Rocket's the best.
That's
oh,
right.
Give it to me.
Say my name, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh Rocket.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
That is nice.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
greatest God. Moment in radio ever. Wow.
Was it good for you?
Oh, oh my God. I got to excuse myself from the room.
Rocket needs it. Rocket needs a cigarette.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, she's Rocket has masturbating material for months.
For life.
Yeah.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly. Time for me to fly.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody? Having so much fun during the break set, I forgot the show was broadcasting. It's a lunaticradio.com show. Back from break, emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666, everybody. Hit us up. Kieran McCann, Ronnie Beans, CEO Rocket in studio tonight. We are all kicking ass and taking names.
Hey, y'all. I just got some info.
You got info?
Can't release exact names, but we might have a comedian that we've been working on for a little bit.
Really?
Good old Jenny is giving a thumbs up, a virtual thumbs up.
Wow. Who can... Whoa.
Can I do the first initials?
Carrot Top?
Is that too much?
I'll throw out a bunch of names of people in the past that we've been really trying to get, and you can give me like a raised eyebrow or something if I hit one of the names. David Tell.
Charlie Murphy?
Can I give you the first initial of the first name?
Yeah.
N.
Natalie Portman?
No, comedian, douche.
And she's kind of funny looking.
I don't think we should say it yet.
Natalie Imbruglia.
But we're working on it. But she's giving a thumbs up. It's looking really strong.
Who is that?
Nathan
Lane.
Can I do the first initial of the last name?
Yeah.
You think that's okay?
Yeah, because I don't even know. I'm trying to think of a comedian.
The last name begins with a D.
Comedian, first initial, and last initial, D.
Nick Nolte. Nick Dolte.
Nathan Dullard.
Noah.
That was completely unfunny.
Noah Dunstanton.
The third.
Why am I not? Should I be getting this right away?
John Singleton.
When you realize, you'll be like, I'm a fucking retard.
Yeah. Well, I do it all the time.
What can I do?
I know who it is.
You do?
Yeah.
You just saw it?
No, I just thought of it.
Oh.
But I'm not going to say.
Oh, you really got it?
I think so.
He'll give you the raised eyebrows if you're right.
Well, then, yeah, but then everybody's going to know, and then it's not a surprise anymore,
well,
right?
Say a bunch of first names.
All right. The first name is the first name rhymes with, you know,
suck my.
Yeah.
I'm completely lost now. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, now I know.
Thank you.
Hey, I like that guy. He's funny.
Yes. So next week on the show, John Singleton.
How long have you been on? About 7 minutes and change. Worst 7 minutes ever for this radio show. Yeah.
I'll
next week, John Cocktoasted.
This guy likes pizzas. The guy we just rocket.
Wow, that
Ron just mentioned to me.
That only narrows it down to like 230 million people,
right,
in the U.S.
That's what I'm saying. Wow, that'd be a big get for the show.
Big get.
Big get.
This is my impression of the comedian that we're going to have on the show. Ready? That's what he does.
Oh, right. Right.
Sure. Everybody knows now.
Yeah, everybody knows.
He was on something on Comedy Central.
He was on that show with that guy who used to do that other show on that other channel.
He was on
it was two guys removed.
He was on that show with that guy that used to do the Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live.
Right. Yeah, he used to be on a show that was with a guy that was on remote control.
No! Right. Wow, you remember that? Were you like 12 when that thing came out?
Pretty much.
He was on that show with the guy
30.
With the brown hair.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
I remember watching Remote Control. You know why I watched Remote Control? Because of Kari Wurr. That's why. Mm. And Adam Sandler, when he used to come out, when he was the stud boy. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the stud boy.
Let's do the I haven't done this yet. Let's do the college shoutouts. Okay.
Sure.
College shoutouts, everybody. College shoutouts. This is where we like to shout out the young kids around the country listening to lunaticradio.com show.
Stanford?
Two college shoutouts this week, everybody. In Stanford University, can I say this?
Not on it?
Not on the list.
Wow.
Oh, must be those electrical storms out in California.
Yeah.
Well, at least maybe somebody's listening and it's not like a broken computer.
All right, here we go.
And they gave up on the show. They realized it sucks.
Ron and Rocket like to call this pick the mascot. So let's go with Longwood University, the mascot.
Longwood University.
The Fighting Roach Clips.
The Lumberjacks with Herpes.
Rocket's got it.
Hey!
Oh. Shout out to all the kids at Longwood University for tuning in. And again, repeat offender, University of Pittsburgh, everybody.
The Panthers!
Yeah.
Wow. So shout out to all those kids.
Why did we both do that?
Yeah. Worst Panther ever.
Yeah. So shout out to the young kids listening to the LunaticRadio.com show. Send us pictures of your girlfriends.
Yeah. That's all you gotta do.
Please.
I tell you what, we got the NCAA basketball tournament coming up, everybody.
You know what that means, Karen McCann?
That means brackets of booty.
That's right. Do you still have that horrible song?
Now, for a lot of new listeners, actually, they don't know. They don't know what the Brackets of Booty
are. That's right. We have a lot of new listeners.
Now, the Brackets of Booty has been something we've done from the first year of this broadcast.
And it sucked then, too.
Yeah. We're changing it up this year. This is when we used to pick, 64 of the top hottest chicks, we thought, you know, and we put them up in a bracket just like the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and we would go week to week picking winners. And we'd do it each and every week, and, you know, it'd be a long, drawn-out bit, and it just got boring. So this year, we're going to do the Brackets of Booty, but we're going to change it up, so it's not a lot of work for us. The only work is actually seeding the girls. You know, and give them who's the number one, who's the number 16. Right. This year, we're gonna take the Brackets of Booty. We're going to come up with 64 of the hottest chicks, right? And we're actually going to match them up with a team in the tournament, the actual men's basketball tournament.
Be a ranking.
So,
sweet.
For example, say Duke makes the tournament, they're the number one seed. We're going to throw in, I don't know.
Really hot bitch.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody like Lindsay Lohan or something would be number one
Jolie.
Seed.
Right. Someone who's really high up on the charts.
So as far as Duke goes in a tournament is as far as Lindsay Lohan goes.
Right, exactly.
If Duke gets ousted first round, let's all pray to God. Lindsay Lohan, out. Goodbye.
Right. And what I love about this new system, it prevents the flipping of the coin for all those who are around for last year's and previous years.
Yeah, didn't one year it get decided? Didn't what's her name? Salma Hayek win one year through the coin flip?
Well, last year we did basically
2 years in a row.
Yeah, last year we did basically the quarters to the finals via coin flip just to get them. You know,
who won last year?
I don't even remember who won last year.
Really? I know Faith Hill won one year.
I think Angelina won last year.
Angelina Jolie?
I believe she did.
Oh, you're right. She did.
I did.
Angelina Jolie.
Well, she was a one seed, so it did work out, but it was still based on a coin flip. But
I can remember the first 2 years. It was Faith Hill, Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah, Alicia Cuthbert's won, yeah.
Selma Hayek, I think, won
Yeah,
one
Selma
year.
Hayek won, yeah.
And the last year was...
Selma Hayek Jolie. Won the last year when it was like the original four, you know, with Doug and Nick DeBone.
So this year would be a little bit better. We want to start a debate on the LunaticRadio.com message board as far as chicks that make it into the tournament. Because this is the big bit for the radio program. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is where the controversy lies.
Yes.
Who's going to make it in? And what determines a girl making into the tournament is her popularity, you know, in pop culture.
Sure.
Whatever. She has to be relevant. Can't be like fucking Goldie Hawn from 1972. You know, because she was hot back then. She can't make the tournament.
She was in the tournament in 1972.
Right. Yeah. To give an example, Josh Gogan is asking Tina Yothers. She would be the Manhattan Jaspers in the tournament.
No, a Tina Yothers residence. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's based on their looks. If they're hot, if they're in the news, or if they're in pop culture, that's how they make the tournament.
Right.
We'll figure it out. You know, porn stars can be in there. Girls like Jesse Jane, they're not ringers. They can be in there. We used to not allow porn stars into the tournament because they were ringers.
Right. Because
you've seen them naked. As opposed to somebody like, who haven't we seen naked in movies?
Dude, you haven't, you can get naked pictures of anybody.
Yeah. Nowadays you can. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Brackets of Booty coming up, everybody. Once we get the, so let's start a thread. Let's do that. Let's start this. We'll start the
John, start a thread.
Yeah, somebody start a thread on the LunaticRadio.com message board and just start posting names of chicks you want to see in a tournament. And as a crew here, we'll decide who's, going to make the rankings and whatever.
Exactly.
How about this? Post your top 10.
Yeah, there you go.
Seeds. There you go. 1 through 10.
Right.
Post your top 10 hottest chicks.
We need 64 chicks. Yeah. No?
Well, that's all right. We'll get, 64.
And it's okay to have duplicates because then that'll also help with ranking. Obviously, if Angelina Jolie appears 30 times,
right, like
obviously you know she's number one.
Like one year we had the Olsen twins in, but we split them up. That's two freaking seats filled up right there.
Done.
This year, the Olsen twins are not going to be in it.
No,
have
no.
you seen the Olsen twins lately?
No. They would be like the 66 and 67th seeds.
Oh, actually, what is it? Ashley Olsen? I think she could make it.
They're in the NIT this year. Olsen twins.
They're not. Like,
they took that whole heroin chic thing just a little bit too far.
Yeah, actually, they're not even going to make the Big East tournament.
And would you like your
Scott Osejczyk's on the bubble?
They're worth like $1 billion, yet they dress like a homeless person.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah,
what's up with that?
They call it like it's like from Zoolander, you know.
They're going back
to the derelict campaign.
They're trying to bring back heroin chic or whatever it's called.
Oh, I think they just don't eat. Mm. Actually, they're trying to. They're in Esquire. They're doing a whole Dolce and Gabbana thing now.
Yeah.
Trying to change their image.
But your girls can come from every facet of entertainment. It can come from. It could be a news anchor chick. It could be a porn star. It could be an actress.
Can Jenny Blowjob be in it?
No, Jenny can't be in it.
Can Vox?
No, they can't be in it. They got to be, you know.
John from Orlando?
Everybody in this world has to know who they are. Right. You know, the majority of people. So it could be news anchor, pop singer, actress. It could be whatever Paris Hilton is. What is Paris Hilton?
Can Stalker go in it?
Paris Hilton is a wealthy gadabout.
Yeah, a gadabout. It could be a gadabout. Yeah, hooker. But you got to be a famous hooker, I guess, right?
Captain Save-A-Ho.
Heidi Fleiss? She a famous hooker? But she's ugly as hell.
Yeah, she ain't making it in, so. Yeah, so brackets of booty. That should be a good thing for the show. We have some things as far as, let's see, the vibrator challenge. We
got yes.
Wild Bill's vibrator challenge, everybody. Now, on last week's program, we did a whole spiel about the vibrator challenge. People wanted to send in money. Which is great for the bid for the winners, you know, the vibrator challenge. And I guess I made the mistake of, I don't know if I made a mistake, but I think I did, of saying that, you know, we're going to get girls on webcam to do the bid. Now, in a retrospect, that's probably not a safe idea for us as a show.
Legally.
Right.
For money to be exchanged and to have nudity on video. That sort of, that though, under those circumstances.
Right.
At least that's what Trantolo and Trantolo has been telling us.
The guys at Trantolo and Trantolo, both Trantolos.
Yeah, Joey and Bill, Trantolo.
Oh, I thought it was Joey and Frankie.
Joey, is it Frankie?
Yeah, the Frankie.
Oh, Bill's his middle name.
Right.
So it's Joey and Frankie Trantolo said, hey, you know, you guys can't do this you sort of guys. Thing. You know, you might get in a little trouble. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to get us all pinched.
Yeah. You know what? You know what happens?
Cement blocks.
Next thing you know, you got some girl on webcam who's like 16 years old. And you know what? Can't do nothing. Hands are tied.
Yeah.
Bottom of the Hudson.
But what Trantolo and Trantolo said to us, he's like, you know, get rid of the webcam thing. And, you know, it's a go.
Right. Or remove the money.
Or remove the money.
So.
Right.
One or the other.
One or the other has got to go. The webcams or the money.
Right. So it's up to you guys what you want.
Now, considering, yeah, this is a bit driven by the listeners. This is what they wanted.
This is Wild Bill.
Wild Bill's vibrator challenge. Wild Bill's one of our listeners.
Right.
So, you know, if you guys still want to do the bit and maybe have some money for the winners.
No video.
No video.
Now, the other way around, if you ladies want to help out and really support the show, do the video, but unfortunately, we can't give you monetary rewards.
Exactly.
We can give you a pat on the back and an attaboy or a girl.
And, you know, we'll adore you forever as long as we
girl.
Live.
You will be, yes, exactly.
As we do our ladies.
You will
now.
Be in the hearts and minds of every member of the LunaticRadio.com crew.
Right.
So,
but
it's the money issue.
No schkadol.
It's the webcam money issue thing.
Right. That combination is legally problematic.
Yeah, because, you know, quite honestly, obviously we're not, like, working for XM Radio or some station around the country. You know, if we do get fucked, it's, like, our personal lives.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? If something happens, say we have, you know, I don't know, some girl who's 19 years old and she wants to do it and she gets on webcam and all of a sudden she's willing to do it and she does it and she's having fun with it and she loves the show. But then, you know, maybe one of her family members finds out and they're pissed and they freaking suck.
Right. And then they find out that we gave her $100 to do it.
Yeah. Then we get fucked.
Yes.
Right. So it wasn't a smart idea to mention the webcam thing.
Hey, listen, now we're learning.
We're
learning. And so, you know, the listeners help us out. Let us know what you think. Well, not, you know, you're going to both complain, but that's the deal. Either video, no money, or money, no video. Wait, did I say that right? Right. No video, and you get money.
Mm-hmm.
or video, you get no money.
Right.
So, you know, let's figure this out. And in the meantime, I think Stalker should take off her top and show us her beautiful breasts just yeah. to yeah. just to help just things along.
Just to spice it up.
You know, yeah. just to yeah. help things mm-hmm. along.
Just I mean, to bring the know. Show to a complete halt again, because we'd be like, you know what? You ever see the boobies?
Boobies, boobies.
Check it out. There's boobies. And then Kieran plays. Rocket plays the, you know, the whoop, whoop, whoop.
The siren.
The siren.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, now there's like a big debate going on in the chat room about whether it's legal in New York State and all
which is
stuff.
Good. Hey, I love it. I mean, hey, yeah. you know, that's the best part of this kind of like forum that we're in, you know, that people want to discuss, and they should, you know. Maybe they could help us out. We're not shutting the door, but if we have we need, you know, we can't do certain things. But if you guys know things, let mm-hmm. us know. But those are the stipulations right now as it stands.
Here's some of the comments. Chris from Somewhere says, I think it's illegal because it wouldn't be considered porn, and filming porn is illegal in New York State.
Yes, it is. We found that out when we tried to do Lunatic Radio Presents Two Chicks on a Couch.
Yeah. Right.
Which was a great idea that hit the wall pretty fast, because we found out that you cannot film porn in New York State.
Now, OAD said it would be great publicity for the show.
Absolutely.
Which we think it would be, too,
right,
as well.
But we just can't exchange money. It can't be some sort of
John
deal.
From Orlando is like, well, what would we have? Just audio? Yes, John, you would just have audio.
Right.
Which is the radio aspect of it. I mean, if you want to boil it down, we have a lot more listeners not in the chat room. You yeah. know what I mean? It would just be something special for the chat room. Hopefully build up the chat room audience. Because, you know, one day we'd like to have 750 people in the chat room.
Sure.
Once. That'd be great. Right.
I think the show would really do well that week.
But don't worry. Don't worry, people. We have some other things in the works for the chat room. So can't give it out now, because I really don't want people stealing my bits. Because, you know, we all rack our heads and then somebody else runs off with it and say, hey, we did it first. Not that it's that important, but it kind of pisses me off when somebody steals something.
But let's discuss it, folks. This is, you know, it's an open forum.
Let us know
if you got any potential participants. Let us know. Maybe we should just shut off the show and never do it again. Let us know. We always like hearing your fantastic
yeah,
comments.
Let's just quit. We'll do that.
Let's just quit.
How about this, everybody? My cousin banned Pala. You know, we used to make fun of it because, you know, we always compare it to Substrike, Rocket's band. But Pala is my cousin's band. He has this band called Pala. And they have big news coming out of the Pala camp. They are playing South by Southwest. Now, Rocket, explain yeah. to me, because I'm not a big music guy. That's a huge
yeah,
festival.
That's like it's like a Lollapalooza for like indie bands, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. I believe Weezer made it. Or started up through South by Southwest, and so it's like that kind of scene.
Now they're opening up actually in South by Southwest with a band called the Flaming Lips.
Oh, I heard of them. Sure.
Yeah, I recognize the name, but yeah, I don't know that band. What is that band?
They're kind of same lines with like. They've been around forever, and they're like fish in a way,
yeah.
where like they've been around forever. They have a huge following, but you never hear them on the radio.
Yeah, it's actually good. I'm proud of my cousin, because the band's good. It's not the type of music we play on the show, even though
if we're
playing them this week.
You want to know more about Flaming Lips? You go download Soft White Bulletin.
Soft White Bulletin. That's a song or an album?
No, that's their big album.
Yeah.
That's their OK Computer, so to speak.
Yeah.
I believe it's Soft White Bulletin, something like that, right? Am I right?
I think so.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Kanye to take her top off, sorry.
It's pretty... It's
do
a
it!
Pretty big thing playing at festival.
Hala, not Substrike.
Yeah. Thank you. Certainly not. Substrike.com.
Yeah.
Hard rock.
Here's a glimpse of one of their new songs, actually.
Wow. He was supposed to play Substrike there, but no, he won't do
sorry.
It.
Sorry.
His cousin.
Yeah, he's good. Doing a plug for my cousin.
I'm Josh.
Hey,
Josh, go.
We should crash the party on Christmas Eve.
This is like that, you know, Coldplay stuff. This could be huge, right?
Potentially.
Hey.
No Slayer.
People like the melodic stuff, I think.
We can break the bed of the broken hearts.
Monday night.
Not in my car, it's not.
4 a.m. I was hoping Ron wouldn't go there with this, but that's Payla, everybody. That's one of our new songs. Happy for my cousin Eric. We should get him on the program once he's down there at South by Southwest, because he can give us the take on how the band's doing and what's going on with the band, and you know what's the atmosphere going on South by Southwest. Because doesn't MTV cover that sometimes?
Yeah. I like Hobbs from 9mm. He's like saying South by Southwest. It's okay, and the Flaming Lips suck. And I'm out.
Yeah. Tell you what, man.
And
I'm tell you what.
And I'm done.
My listeners don't like something, they tell you.
Good, they should.
Tell you.
Everyone should always speak up.
Emo is not something that's going to go over well with anybody that listens to the show.
I don't think that's emo. Because isn't emo like young kids?
You know what that is? That's like sugar-coated emo. You know, that's like, we're not emo, but we really are emo.
Yeah.
Like, it's like camouflaged emo.
Yeah.
Look at Josh Gogan with the funny. Unless enough, the CD comes with a cock.
Yeah, it's too whiny for me.
I know.
It's not your thing.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. Like, listen, I don't want to diss your cousin, right? They're excellent musicians. I'm sure they have a huge following.
Yeah.
It's not my thing, and I can't help but make fun of it.
Right.
Like, it just makes, you know, but I don't want to make fun of him. I just make fun of that type of the listeners they get, I guess. I don't know. Like, it's hard to make fun of that.
It's the crowd they attract.
Well, it's just like, it's whiny teenagers. You know, my girlfriend let me. The sidewalks are crippled and cracked.
But they're not teenagers. They fit into that.
All night.
Yeah.
Trying to help out my cousin.
No, listen, it's hard. It's very hard to make fun of that music and not seem like you're making fun of him and his band.
Right.
Like, I don't diss other bands. Right. I just don't like, you know, it's just not my thing.
Yeah. They're all trained musicians.
No, they're very good musicians.
I believe everybody in the band like graduated with a music degree from college.
No, hey, listen, they're. I'm sure they're great musicians, yeah. And I'm sure, you know. Listen, they'll probably be famous and everything. And
I think they fall into that. They fall
stuck doing this stupid show.
Hey, they fall into that Coldplay type of, you know, category, and people love that. Coldplay's huge. I love Coldplay. I dig that kind of music.
You. I hear you. I just don't like, and I can't help but laugh like when you listen to the lyrics and stuff like that. And plus, that guy singing's a little weird too.
Yeah, he does. He's got like that Dave Matthews thing. He's got like that Dave Matthews thing. You know how like Dave Matthews puts on a voice and stuff. He does it too.
We can party at the diner.
I tell you what, for the type of the tempo of the music,
you know what he reminds me of? I just thought of this. Did you ever see the Will Ferrell skit on Saturday Night Live when he plays the devil and Garth Brooks says, "I'd sell my soul to the devil for a hit song," and Will Ferrell comes in and he's like, this is the hit song, you know, the devil's got slacks, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
Come on, Ron. I want you to sing along.
Hey! Yeah, and then at the end he goes, ha, 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 ha. Wait, this
guy's going to get mad poontang now.
This is it. Yeah, we can break the bed. La, 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 la. We can live lonely and lost in the lonesome hearts. Don't just stand there.
Whining. He's feeling melancholy.
You know what? Listen, that would be a great song if you had like lyrics with a pair of balls. You know, it's a good. It's a like the music is good. The whining and that shit, I just can't deal with.
Mm. All right,
we can break the bed of the broken heart.
PaylaMusic.com is the website. Yeah. Everybody, my cousin Eric, very nice kid. I like him. He's my cousin. I have to. He's the greatest.
Of course.
Yeah, and we should get him on the program.
Oh, I got another one of those songs, actually.
Go ahead.
My sing.
Rocket 1, Payla 0. And honestly, that wasn't a knock on Pela. That's because your cousin is a prick to Substrike. So that's my way of getting back.
He is? I don't think he knows your band exists. I'll be quite honest.
Ouch.
I'm not honest.
Now just for that, you know what? Here's one of Pela's fans.
I wanted to suck Bernard's cock.
Oh, right. God.
See, I would think, you imagine having a battle of bands between Pela and Substrike. Pela would get out there, play a song, and then Substrike would go beat him up. And then the battle of bands would be over. We'd be like, yeah, we just beat him up. Like, what's so what?
Yeah.
They're playing Cambridge, Massachusetts, Virginia, South Carolina, Alabama, and then they'll be in Texas. And that's all in the next couple weeks. So that's pretty good for the band Pela. I wish him all the best. My cousin's a great guy, yeah. Dude. Very nice guy.
He's a nice guy. Yeah. I met your cousin. He's a nice guy.
Wish him all the best. Very talented musician.
He's like just as capable of like sitting in a circle and like Birkenstocks and playing the...
Hey, Josh said something nice about it. Josh was sending us feedback. Get something nice.
The chicks will flock to this like salmon of Capistrano. Oh, he's talking about the emo music and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I'm getting thrown off because Gonzo Dave is telling me Vox and Connie are making out.
Are they?
I don't see it right now. So if he sent me false information, you know what? He gets banned.
Oh, hey, Karen, let's not steal that bit.
Let's not steal that one. We don't steal bits. It's too soon.
Yeah.
Hoo 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 hoo. Stinks on ice.
All right. So what do you want to do? Another break?
Do we have to? Let's talk about something.
Well, let's do a break, because I'm done with this segment.
What do you want to talk about?
I'm done with this segment.
I know, I just, you know.
Take a break, everybody. We'll come back with more LunaticRadio.com right after this.
Hey, this is Ronnie Beans, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Why, I have no idea.
future Marconi Award winner.
I am not sucking Bernard McGurk's cock.
Here McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in and interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting. And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly. Time for me to fly. Oh,
what the fuck? These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, LunaticRadio.com show. I think the listeners will listen to Payla during the break.
Which is why they're all gone.
I'm sure someone's
come with it now!
Like Rage Against the Machine again. It's LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah!
Drunk call hotline, 206-202.
5666.
Now, if Payla sounded like this, I would go to their concerts.
Yeah. Rock, what was that website everybody was flocking to in the LunaticRadio.com message board?
Oh, the LED site? Yeah. I don't know the exact name. It's up in the listener forum with all the fucking LED signs. I gotta call that shit up. I should have called it up beforehand. Yeah, that's funny. That was great the other day where you and I were on there fucking around with that.
Yeah, it's like this. It was just this website where there was like an LED screen or something in somebody's apartment.
Right.
And you could just sit there and type in messages and it would pop up on the LED screen in this guy's apartment.
I think we should do that.
And it turned into like a cult following. Like, there was all sorts of messages and promotions for various radio shows, and it's a pretty cool thing.
People were even fucking, like, having conversations with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, man. Yeah. Good way to promote the show, I guess, so one guy sitting in his apartment on his couch watching, like, I don't know, ESPN or something.
It was great, though, the other day, because, like, everyone from, like, O&A was on it, because I caught a wind of it.
Yeah.
And Kieran and I were on there, like, in between posting Lunatic Radio, trying to get, like, two listeners to check us out.
Yeah. Ooh,
just to try to get something going. But
yeah, O&A's pests found out about the site, and they just killed it.
Yeah,
I think they shut the thing down, because they have so many listeners.
Oh, my God. If you're checking out the show, definitely check out that thread in the message board, and come up with something funny. There's been some funny ones. Edger actually made it his signature. It was pretty funny. His, I wish I could find it now. Of course I can't.
Pip Hand Strong.
Oh, that's right. The Pip Hand Strong one. That was right. Yeah. Chris Hansen loves LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah.
But
what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
Remember old fun buddy Glenn Hollis on Walk 97.5 here on Long Island?
How could one forget?
He was the massive Tool who did Walk Pillow Talk. I think we did a segment on this, right?
Yeah, of course.
Mm. We talk like, hi, everybody. It's Glenn Hollis, Walk 97.5.
This is where me and Ron leave.
Send in your love dedication.
Always and forever.
Tell your loved one you care for them and you want to eat their private parts tonight when you come home.
That's terribly sexy.
Yeah, so Glenn Hollis is on Walk 97.5. Massive toolbox.
Sure.
I mean, if you look at Glenn Hollis from the outside and you actually see a picture of him, you would think this guy's like one of them online predator guys, you know what I mean? But it turns out... Because I know around most cities around the country, most cities have a...
Kieran sucks dick.
Most cities have a station like this where they just play love music all day and it's very corny. And they have the guys come on and speak in a low voice.
Sure.
Love you, honey.
I like pie.
Yeah.
Things like that.
They talk about pie and stuff.
Sure, anything, you know.
Talk about taking the kids to soccer practice and stuff. Well, Walk 97.5 is the station on Long Island here. And a lot of DJs and stuff, happy-go-lucky people. Well, turns out that one of their traffic reporters is one of them guys into kiddie porn.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
No. Wuzzle Wuzzle.
Pink lettuce.
He was. His name's Jim Buckley. And he does actually the helicopter report, like the. Are these guys actually in a helicopter when they do the traffic report?
Of course, no. They go like this. They go.
Steve McDoosh. I'm from the LA.
Hi, this is Jeff Buckley. We're taking a look at the LAE today, everybody. It's a real backup of a school bus with some nice preteens in it. Kind of love that. Taking a look at the DWV, it's all backed up because there's some anal sex going on. They're slowly. Did I mention I love kiddie porn? Okay, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but this is Jim Buckley, Skywalker 2, everybody. Back to you in the studio.
Then it comes back to Glenn Hollis in the studio. Well, that was Jim Buckley, Skywalker 2. Apparently does looked up that kiddie porn, which is lovely.
Always and forever.
Yeah. So, yeah.
How'd they find out he was into kiddie porn?
Well, apparently, I don't think he mentioned it on air, but he was caught in an online probe.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in a chat room and shit?
Yeah, they tracked him for like months on end. And they saw that he was, you know, having these conversations with underage girls and stuff. And they went to his residence and confiscated his computer.
Wow.
Was Chris Hansen involved at all? Seems to get his fingers on all these kind of deals.
I don't know. I'm sure he
up. These guys are out of their minds, man.
Yeah.
Like with all the shit going on these days, like listen, and you're going to sit there and roll the dice. You're going to be like, yeah, right. What the hell? I mean, man.
Can't just watch some lesbian porn and get your rocks off?
I guess not, man. I don't know. You know what? It's one of those things I'm never going to understand.
I'm stealing that.
Okay.
Divorce papers ready.
Honey, burn the computer. Honey, if you're listening.
That was Jeff Buckley, Skywalk Trevor 2, back in studio. Glenn Hollis. And I gotta make a phone call to my wife. Honey.
Do you wanna hear a story that I heard today? I got a new cell phone today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went to go get a cell phone, and I told the guy a story about how a couple years ago, I had my number changed, and I was getting phone calls from the guy who previously had the phone.
Right.
People looking for the dude who previously had the phone, who apparently he owed a lot of money to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they kept calling, looking for their money and everything. He goes, well, so the guy at the cell phone store says, I got one better for you. He goes, I had a guy come in, had his number changed. Well, apparently the guy who had the phone before him was having an affair with this like high school chick.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Whoa. And he goes, I keep getting these calls from this girl who's obviously not like of age, leaving these like really bad messages, like dirty messages on my phone. And he's like, I got to change. Like, I'm going to get in trouble. Like, so you need to like change my number again. So the guy actually had his number changed because he didn't want to get jammed
Holy
up.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
Like you try to explain to the cops, I just got this phone. They're like, yeah, right, buddy. You know, and next thing you know, you're getting hauled off to jail while they figure out that you just bought the phone.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to be like, you know, they're not going to bust your door down and be like, okay, you know, oh, sorry, you just got the phone. Okay, we'll see you later. You know, they're going to go and like check receipts and credit card bills. Meanwhile, your ass is sitting in jail.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, your neighbors find out about it and you got arrested for kiddie porn and you're like trying to tell them, no, it was all a big mistake. And they're like, yeah, right.
Dude, imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine you get pinched because of that.
Yeah.
It would freak me out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude.
Yes, he's like picking up the phone and she's like, you know, leaving him all these messages and why don't you call me back and everything like that. And he's like, so after like 2 weeks of it, he went back to the guy and was like, listen, you got to change my number again because this is this is freaking me out.
Dude, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have that.
Yeah.
Can't have the child stuff going on.
No.
Chris Hansen would kick your ass.
Yeah. I like pie.
I like pie.
I am Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on computer predators.
I'm Jim Buckley. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah. Do you guys go in chat rooms at all?
No.
I haven't been in a chat room in like, you know, probably 10 years.
No. Another great thing about this story about Jim Buckley is that he was freed on $350,000 bail. Freed. Where does Jim Buckley get that kind of money?
Yeah,
he's in radio.
Probably his house.
Yeah.
Sold his house.
Yeah, either that or he went to a bail bondsman where you only have to put up a percentage of the money.
Unbelievable. That guy's screwed, though. It's funny, though, how they have these stations, and you listen to them just to get aggravated, because they're so gooberish.
Always and forever.
I love you, honey. Yeah. And it turns out one of the guys on the station loves the kiddie porn.
But it would have been more funny if it was the Glenn Hollis guy. Yeah, you know?
As far as I know, Glenn Hollis is a straight and narrow guy.
Yeah.
He's a stand-up dude, as far as I know. Kind of looks like a Weeble Wobble.
He's almost like he's almost like too much of a goober to have anything like seriously wrong with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the worst thing he has is he's got like his dog isn't a purebred.
Glenn Hollis is probably like sending out his Christmas cards for next year right now because he's on the go.
No, he probably sends you like happy like President's Day cards and everything.
Walk pillow talk,
right?
They don't call it walk pillow talk anymore because people don't go to bed at 7 o'clock at night.
Right.
Newsflash.
Yeah, newsflash. So they call it overnights now. Still the same crap. Playing this song. It's like in loop or something. I love that song. This song. It's like looped. He starts every show off with this one. Yeah, we've heard it before, Glenn.
We've been there.
Yeah, we know how to send our love dedications. You Craig Stadler looking like
do
motherfucker.
Do people like this, though? You know what I mean? Like, who likes that song?
People without spines.
Like, does anybody like that? There isn't any. How could you like that music?
I don't know.
Like, I don't get it.
If you enjoy riding in elevators, you love this shit. Like, if you're a guy that just rides elevators all day,
right.
This is the station for you.
But, I mean, how could anybody sit there and be like, yeah. Every day. You know? Like, ooh, turn it up.
Does anybody actually truly make love to that music?
Oh, yeah. They can't. No, wait, cue the music. Here it is. I got this. Here's the scenario. Cue the music back up. Ready?
He reads like poetry and stuff too in his show.
Who listens to that?
Love poetry.
Who listens to that? That's not like under 75.
Karen does like eating chicken fingers.
I have a poem about love to read to you, people. Love is like a dove that comes from above. How beautiful is that?
Beautifully disturbing.
This song makes Air Supply look like heavy metal.
Wow. Look at you.
And Air Supply are the two biggest, like is the worst band in the history of the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, so Jim Buckley, Skywalk Trapper 2, the traffic reporter for Walk 97.5 here on Long Island, loves the kiddie porn and was arrested for it. Way to go, buddy. Now I'm going to be all screwed on my commute to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm just going to...
And you know what? Jim Buckley's from the town right next to ours.
Really? Which one?
Shoreham.
Is he?
You're right here on Long Island.
Big winner.
Big winner. I wonder if he's going to come up on that... you ever do the search of your local area for like child predators and stuff?
No.
And all those little dots start popping up and you're like, holy crap, I'm surrounded by them.
No, luckily my neighborhood, nobody's moved in like 20 years. Like it's the same people.
Yeah. Also in the news, this is actually came out last week, is that Paris Hilton apparently has another, you know, sex tape coming out. It's hitting the airwaves, I think.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Everybody wins with that.
Isn't that kind of like been there, done that?
It's free smut. That's don't question it. It's like free sexy. Food.
I hear you.
That's hot.
That's terribly sexy.
That's hot.
That's
Paris
terribly
Hilton
sexy.
Made a lesbian that's sex hot. Tape with Playboy pinup.
Really? A girl?
Yeah.
All right. That is different.
Okay.
That changes everything.
Sure.
Apparently, she was in Vegas at some party, met up with a Playboy playmate at the party.
Right.
They went up to her suite, and some hijinks went on.
A little tomfoolery?
With a camera.
Wait, are we talking Three's Company hijinks? Or we're talking smut?
No, nothing with Mr. Roper coming in. Saying, what's going on? Can't have this in my building.
Larry.
Yeah.
That's terribly sexy.
That's hot.
That's terribly sexy.
This is the remix.
That's hot.
That's terribly sexy.
This on the show.
That's hot.
We lied down on a king-size bed and took turns playing with each other.
Intriguing.
It wasn't long before we got naked and started rolling around together.
I love how like the Hives is like your new favorite background music.
Mm-hmm. What was the girl's name? It doesn't even say it in here.
I don't even know where you found that.
Something Lens. I don't know. But I want to see that one. I want to see her getting naked again.
Paris Hilton. Maybe it's with the new boobs.
Because she hasn't embarrassed her family enough. Family that's worth billions.
You know what that just proves? If you have that amount of money, like, you can do whatever the hell you want.
How does she have a career?
She doesn't have a career.
No.
She doesn't need a career. She's got billions of dollars.
When
you have that much money, you don't need a career. You don't necessarily have to do anything.
But I'm hearing stories that she gets paid to show up at parties.
Yeah, of course.
She got, like, thousands of dollars just to go.
Somebody gave her a Ferrari.
She has a fucking nightclub.
Yeah, somebody gave her a Ferrari just to show up at some outing.
How does this happen?
I don't know.
A Ferrari?
Yeah, somebody gave her a Ferrari to show up at this party.
Dude, I guess it pays to be a hot chick, and holy crap, John from Orlando in the chat room. I know people listening on podcast.
What is he doing?
Don't really care. He has a whip out, and he's naked.
What? What?
Who in the what in the when?
What? You shot who in the what now? What?
John from Orlando is topless. He's got man boobs.
What is he doing?
And he's got a whip, and he's like stroking his throat with it.
What? What? What is going on?
John, call the program, please.
Yeah, John, hold on. Hold on. Let me hook
dude,
him up.
That's, I don't know if that's. I don't know what to say about
gotta
that.
Gotta get this guy.
If that leads to chicks getting naked, okay. If he's doing that just to do it,
yeah,
I'm not comfortable with
this.
That.
This is what happens.
You better
when we
do it
the show
win.
A lot. We got the people in the chat room. Every camera is up, and somebody's on it. And
what's worse, that he's flogging himself, or that he actually has one of those?
And occasionally, you get somebody doing something really freaky.
Like if somebody was like, "Kieran, flog yourself," you'd be like, "Well, I don't have a flogger."
Yeah,
you know,
is that a term? I never heard that.
I don't have that apparatus.
Yeah,
like the flogging mollies. Yeah.
I don't have the necessary accoutrement to get down like that.
Yeah. All right, John from Orlando's calling in. He's going to explain to us what the hell he's doing in his apartment in Florida.
You just better say win. You better start off his thing with win.
Unbelievable.
John!
Johnny.
Yo.
What's going on? What's going on in your apartment?
Look, Mark and Connie are trying to talk me into doing shit, and, I mean, they better show tits or something, like, now, because they really owe me.
There it is.
Big time.
Were you flogging yourself?
No, I just kind of, stroking along my chest. That's what they asked me to do. I'll do anything for hot chick anyway.
There you
so.
Go, John. All right. At least okay. You're in the right place. All right.
So what you're doing is you're playing with other people on webcams in the chat room.
Yeah, I mean, I know Rocket's, you know, he's the one who controls the chat room. He probably saw that they were asking me to do shit, so.
No, that's fine. I just told him to win. That's all I said. I'm like, John.
All right. You know, I didn't know. I just looked over and saw you playing with this cat of nine tails, yeah. And I got very nervous.
No, I was monitoring it.
John Boy, I have no problem with what you're doing. It's very entertaining for us as we do the show.
I'm sure you enjoy it, obviously.
No, not in a gay way. It's just very freaky.
And I don't have man boobs either, all right?
Yeah, I know. That was a little wrong. He's doing this for the show. You're not helping the boy.
It was a little rough.
All right, listen, John, you got to get, you know, call the girls out now. Make your demand over the air right now. Demand what you need.
Okay. Box, Connie, you owe me, you owe all of us guys in the chat room, you owe the show, we need some tits. Pronto, okay?
Yes.
This guy's professional. God bless him.
Yes.
John is placing an order.
Yes. Do you want fries with that?
Super size. Anything?
Anything? That's Karen. Waste of juice.
All right, there.
What are you
John
drinking
boy.
Tonight, John?
Jack and Coke, actually.
Look at you. Right, look at you. Straight for the bourbon.
Pro player.
Step it up.
Yep. Monday night dinner for dinner.
I think Stalker's working away. Oh, look at that little.
There you go, John.
Oh, yeah.
There's some boob shots for
look
you.
Look at that.
Jiggly, jiggly, jiggly.
Come on,
Stalker.
Come on,
jiggly.
A little more.
Come on, Stalker. Just bring those down.
You're there.
Bring it down.
I mean, you're like, come on.
Stalker is going to show her boobs in the chat room for everybody.
Jiggly, jiggly, jiggly.
This
jiggly,
is why
jiggly.
You got to listen to the show live.
Come on.
Just
hey!
Come on.
Yep,
come on, Stalker.
Jiggly, jiggly, jiggly.
She's holding him.
Roll
she
the dice.
She playing with her nipples?
What is she? Come on, just let him go.
Hey, John, give us the play-by-play. Go ahead, it's your show.
Okay, right now, she looks like she's massaging her nipples right now. She's kind of tweaking them. We're not actually seeing any boob, any direct boobage, no actual areola, no nipple yet. Come on. And Vox, of course, is just sitting there. She's got to do something soon.
Oh, wait, she put it back up.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Jesus, Stalker. We're so close.
All right, John boy. Keep staying freaky, pal.
Yeah. Keep working your way magic.
Okay.
You're very entertaining.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care of yourself. John from Orlando in the chat room.
He is the pro player.
He's a funny guy. Man.
He's the cool dude.
Man, this is the kind of stuff that happens when you listen to the program live, man.
That's the inner circle right there.
So, Paris Hilton getting naked, Jim Buckley, Skywalk Trapper 2, local radio station here on Long Island. He is a kid toucher, so apparently. Or he's, looking into getting into the business. Who knows? All right. We're going to do a break. We're going to try to come back with Race Car Johnny because he's going to attempt to do a NASCAR report, and we're going to attempt to be interested.
Wait, let me guess. It's going to go like this. They went down, and they made a left.
Yeah.
And then they went straight, and then they made another left.
I'm dropping the hammer. No, you're not.
So let's do a break, Rock. And
We'll
come back on the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, right after this.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio, and I'm stuck here with these two idiots.
All right, so anyway, Race Car Johnny, one of our listeners down there in Naples, Florida, was outside on his front lawn or in his backyard somewhere, and he left us this report on how Wilma was acting up.
Yo, 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 this is Race Car Johnny calling from Hurricane Wilma. We got 90-mile-per-hour winds coming in right now. Standing outside my driveway, the eyewall is passing a little south of us, so not going to be able to do a call from the eyewall, which would have been pretty cool, but everything's pretty cool. Got some pretty fast winds, and this is Race Car Johnny. I'm out.
Now, why can't all of them be like that? That's better than the shit you see on Weather Channel.
That was a great report.
Absolutely. It's windy, it's rainy. Back to you, Ted. Come on.
That's like when you watch Fox News, where you go, hey, we got Race Car Johnny live on location in Naples, Florida. Johnny, what do you got?
Yo, 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 this is Race Car Johnny calling from Hurricane Wilma. We got 90-mile-per-hour winds coming in right now.
He's the next Geraldo Rivera.
What more do you need to know?
Right.
Listen, I know what a hurricane is.
Maybe we could have done without the yo-yo-yo. It's Race Car Johnny.
You know what? So what? Local flair. That's what I like to call it.
Right. That's a little flair.
Yeah.
Give a little personality.
Yeah.
Got Jim Cantore beat.
Yeah.
Fox News alert.
Yeah.
Race Car Johnny in Naples, Florida.
Yeah.
Yo-yo-yo. This is Race Car Johnny calling from Hurricane Wilma. We got 90-mile-per-hour wind coming in right now.
I don't know. The wind is blowing.
Hey, listen, when you get over 50 miles per hour, what difference does it make? It's windy.
Everything's pretty cool. Got some pretty fast winds, and this is Race Car Johnny. I'm out.
Yeah. All right, that's Race Car Johnny reporting from Naples, Florida.
Yeah. What more do you want?
Hey.
It's rainy, it's windy. I'll get back to you later.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Seymour, I've tried the back door once. I tried the old anal sex with the girlfriend I had back in the day. And, it didn't go over too well.
No. You should try lubrication next time.
Yeah, exactly.
Come for the hijinks, stay for the porn stars.
Who are some of the people that listen to TPSRadio.net?
This is Britney Spears.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Ed McMahon.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Hi, this is Matt Burnett.
I'm Paul D.
We're from Loverboy.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Tina Turner.
Hi, I'm Emily Vining. We're the Infidel Girls.
Hello, I'm Phil Collins.
Hi, this is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar.
Okay, maybe they don't really listen to TPSRadio.net, but you should. Check us out. TPSRadio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in, interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches. It's Lunatic Radio.
Pack up your rape culture and take a hike.
.com.
Take it back to 79.
What up, everybody? The Wu-Tang Clan for the man who's on the phone joining us.
What up, everybody?
It's Race Car Johnny. He's going to give us his NASCAR report, I believe. We're going to try this.
We're going to give it a whirl.
Yeah, so what's going on? What's going on in the world of NASCAR, Race Car Johnny?
In the world of NASCAR, well, this weekend they raced at California Speedway at the 2 Mile Speedway. Kurt Busch had the pole. Matt Kenseth, the number 17 car, won the race. That's about it. That's all you need to know.
Okay, did Tony Stewart punch anybody out?
Tony Stewart's motor blew up.
Nice.
So anybody that was pissed at him for the Daytona stuff, they got to have a little redemption out of that, which I like Tony Stewart. I was, you know, Rubin's racing. You know, it's no fun if you don't have somebody doing that stuff.
All right. Race Car Johnny, let me ask you a question here. I'm not really a big fan of NASCAR. I mean, I don't follow it. But one thing I've noticed is everybody hates Jeff Gordon.
Yes.
Why?
Because he's a pussy?
Yes.
Is that what
basically.
It is? Is it because he's like drinking milk?
He looks like a Keebler elf. Like a Keebler elf. And it's, you know, it's a little disturbing, and he's good now. Yeah, actually, Jeff Gordon is a talent. He's like a... I wouldn't call him a Michael Jordan of that sport, but I definitely would call him, say, a LeBron James, definitely.
So is it because, like, he looks like a guy you used to beat up in high school?
Yeah, and he is a very he's probably shorter than K-Dog.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. What place did Cole Trickle come in?
Dick Trickle.
Right. No, he didn't slam you, he didn't bump you, he didn't nudge you, he rubbed you. And Rubin's son is racing.
Cole Trickle's not a real race car driver.
But Buckshot Jones is.
Oh,
yes,
really?
I've met Buckshot Jones.
Really? Now, what's his real name?
And that's his real name.
Buckshot?
No, Darius. That's his real fucking name.
Oh, wow.
Now, race car Johnny, I watched the Daytona 500 last week. Or was it 2 weeks ago? Who knows? But I watched the entire race in its entirety. There you go.
Yeah.
And I was completely lost. All I knew what was going on was cars were racing around the track, and then they started talking about Wedge, and this guy's got to pit now, because if he doesn't pit now, he's going to lose the race, even though he's in the lead. I get completely lost when they talk about placements and mechanical stuff.
Right. And I heard you bring that up on the previous show.
All right.
Wedge is, let's say you're driving your car and you're going in the corner and the front of your car starts sliding left to right. Okay. That's what they call being loose. Okay. Whereas if you take the opposite of that, and that goes to the rear of the car, and your car is wiggling left and right, that's what they consider tight. What wedge does is if you're loose, you put wedge in the car to make your car tighter.
So I want a
Vice
tight
versa.
Car.
Yeah, but what exactly is, how do you put wedge in a car?
There's a device in the back of the car that they put a wedge wrench in, which I don't even want to get into describing what that is. That could take forever.
Okay.
So what that does is that cranks down on a device which kind of holds the chassis of the car to the body of the car.
Gotcha.
Okay? And that works as a leverage on the car. You crank down on it, the more you crank down on it, the more wedge you put in, the more that tightens that car up and pulls it more tighter to the car.
Right.
I'm trying to be as layman terms with it as I can.
Right. So let me get this straight. If you have too much wedge, when you go into a turn, like you're making a left, the car's going to want to go right.
Yes, exactly. You put too much wedge into a car, your car's going to want to turn to the right.
Right. And then if it doesn't have enough and you try to make that left, the back end's going to come out on you, right?
You got it, man.
All right. How about that?
Good job.
Thank you. I try.
I'm dropping the hammer.
No, you're not.
Now, what is a hammer?
Funniest thing about that whole movie that all of, like, diehard racers joke about that movie is the fact that they are shifting when they're at Daytona. You don't shift when you race at Daytona. You hold it wide open. That's why they do that idiotic bump drafting stuff now. Which is what Tony Stewart was pretty much talking about not doing.
What is bump drafting?
Bump drafting is because when they run the restrictor plate, all those cars are running just about even horsepower. If you looked at qualifying for Daytona, when I looked at it, between the first place car and the last place car to qualify, so 1 through 43 was less than 1 second and 2 tenths.
Wow. That's close.
I mean, for 43 cars, that's how evenly paired they are.
Right.
So when they get running wide open and you get somebody in front of you, obviously you have less air resistance on your car, and you'll pick up a little bit of horsepower, and you'll hit that guy, and you'll make that guy go a little bit faster. And that's what the little, I consider, eventually it's going to be a death march, because somebody's going to get killed doing it, definitely.
I'm thinking race car Johnny when he's having sex with his girl.
Do you tell her more wedge?
And do you tell her to turn over, I want to bump draft you?
That's good.
When you shift the gear and that little needle on the tack goes into the red and reads 9,000 RPM, that's bad.
I love fucking Davis Thunder.
Dude, yeah, come on, because how believable is Tom Cruise in a race car?
I know. Homo. Homos can't drive. So what's the big race next week? Talladega? I don't know. I'm just throwing shit out.
Next week... Oh, God, the race car's off his game, so I don't know where they're racing next week.
Do you do those races?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, do you do those races where you, like, tie, like, appliances to your roof and you gotta, like, do, like, the figure eight track? Do you ever do those races?
No. But, I mean, I have seen, I don't know if I mentioned this to you guys before, but I have seen school buses do figure eight races.
Yeah, wow. Those things are awesome.
Races. Wow. That sounds like that would just be a lot of crashing.
Yeah. NASCAR doesn't have a figure eight race.
They should.
Should have one. No?
You guys should sponsor one.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
One of the greatest demolitions.
That's right. I think they should.
You get all the listeners to meet up in Idaho in some cornfield, and we'll all have a figure eight race.
I think they should make NASCAR more like the WWE, like when the guy's on the stand, like accepting, you know, hey, I just won, in like the, what do they call that, what's the thing? The winner's pit?
Winner's lane?
Victory lane.
That's right. So the guy's on victory lane, right? And then his teammate, the one who helped him get there, is up there with him. And like, and then when he's not looking, hits him with a chair, you know? Like, now that would be good.
Yeah.
Well it's NASCAR's been compared to WWE.
Yeah. Well, but see, the problem is I always see that, like, they're always like, ooh, NASCAR officials penalize him a lap. They should let him fight afterwards.
Yeah, it would definitely add to get a whole lot more people watching.
Absolutely.
Sure.
You don't want them to promote it, but when, you know, when the dude takes his helmet off and throws it at the car as when the car's coming by, that's awesome.
Right. Actually, the first televised NASCAR race, at the end of it, there was a fist fight.
Awesome.
And the two guys in the fist fight was a father and a son beating up another guy.
What was the whole deal with Jimmy Johnson, the guy who won the Daytona 500? Apparently his crew chief was like kicked off the track or something. What was that whole deal about?
He got suspended for four races, and I think it was $25,000, because what he did is, for Daytona, because it's an aerodynamic track, So those guys spend a good, you know, the big teams, Hendricks and Dale Earnhardt Incorporated and Roush, those guys spend like a good $1 million to produce the bodies for those cars for that one race.
Right.
Taking them to wind tunnels and stuff. So what he did is he created a device that would suck the rear window down. So as he would get out there on the track and get drafting, and he pulled his, and he would have the window pulled down, it would be less air resistance over the back of the car, which would allow him to go a whole lot faster.
Very interesting.
It was and it was such a blatant cheat is why he got suspended for so many races, because it was kind of like fuck you in a way to NASCAR, you know.
Now, when you mean blatant, you mean like it was easy to spot?
Not that it was easy to spot. It was a very thought out cheat what they did. Mm-hmm. Somebody definitely sat down and thought out what they were going to do and created a device that was a hydraulic device that worked. See, what a lot of people don't hear is just that the crew chief got suspended. Well, really, the driver knew about it. All the crew guys knew about it. The crew chief takes the responsibility of that race team.
Gotcha.
So everybody was involved, but just the crew chief takes blame for it. The driver of the car made that device work, but they won't tell you that.
Right.
So that's how NASCAR polices itself in a way.
So, Race Car Johnny, NASCAR is the big uprising sport. So you think the LunaticRadio.com show should do more NASCAR-related segments?
Sure. It doesn't hurt. Let's put it this way. I like my NASCAR probably like Rocket likes that stupid fucking hockey.
That's right.
What's a better sport, NASCAR Wait, or hockey?
Are there races in Ottawa?
Yeah.
Really?
The whole town goes in Ottawa.
They open
Definitely.
Up the town for NASCAR.
How about that?
Unbelievable.
There's racing going on all over. And I think racing, including NASCAR, has probably reached its pinnacle for maybe how big it's going to get.
Really?
But if you look at the different types of people that were in it 20 years ago to what it is now, I mean, that sport has just jumped so many borders. NBC's going to get out of televising NASCAR because they were so good in with the NFL. The NFL wanted to give them more money to take NASCAR off because NASCAR was giving NFL a run for its money when it comes to ratings, and that's a big thing when you're giving the NFL a rush on those ratings. I mean,
I got to agree, it's a huge sport around the country, but here in the Northeast, it just hasn't taken on yet. I mean, you see if you drive around down the roads or in the metropolitan New York area, you'll see somebody with like a Junior 8 on the back of their windshield or something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's because there are no tracks around here. You know, you're not brought up on
Glenn.
It.
Yeah, Glenn.
But that's upstate. Upstate is like a different country from the rest from
right.
where we
and,
live.
And actually, Donald Trump is in talks with NASCAR to build a track in New York. Near New York City itself.
Let me guess. It's going to be the hugest track ever.
Yeah, Trump International Racetrack.
It's going to be 7 stories high.
That's right. You're going to jump over a pit filled with alligators.
It's going to get huge ratings.
Yeah. But that's like growing up here. Like we never had nothing to do with racing. It just it's not something that you ever talked about.
Well, and maybe it's just, I don't know. I mean, even for me, I didn't know how much racing went on until I got into it and I started paying attention to it. So maybe it's just, maybe it has a little bit to do with that. Because a lot of the good race car drivers now, the young guys, are coming out of the Northeast.
Right.
Martin Truex, who he won the Busch Series championship last year. I think he's from New Hampshire.
Wasn't one of the guys from Long Island? Wasn't there a guy from Long Island? But he was born here, and then he moved to Florida when he was 5 or something like that?
Yeah. And why do I... I can't think of his name. There's a lot of good talented drivers that come out of the Northeast.
Now, you work on a crew, right?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Hooters Pro Cup.
I do the real quick tire changing.
Okay, so wait, you throw the tire on the car?
No, I take the lug nuts on and off the car. Okay. I hold the air gun and.
Really? So you that whole like now how'd you get like do you practice?
No. I'm a pretty good natural at it.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm a badass at it, but this weekend was my first time changing tires in probably 7 months, and I didn't miss a lug nut, and I did like a 7 second one tire stop.
Really?
Which is just about where I need to be for as much as I do it.
So now, those guys on that you see like on you know like Dale Jr.'s pit crew, how fast can that guy change a tire?
Well, I know a guy that works for Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s pit crew, and those guys have to be within no less than 14 seconds for four tires.
So that's really considered fast, 14 seconds?
Now, how does somebody get to be like, do those guys have other jobs, or is that just what they do?
Some of them do, some of them don't. Go ahead.
You can make enough money to have tire changing be your career?
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm in the wrong business. Okay.
If you're a NASCAR tire changer.
Yeah. Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s pit crew gets, I think, per pit stop between $4,000 and $6,000 a pit stop.
Wow.
Jesus.
Per guy. I'm not talking as a team. I'm talking per guy.
So now how do you get a job like that? What do you just start?
Well, like work at Jiffy Lube?
No, I mean
No, actually, a lot of the pit guys that you see now on TV are former athletes.
Well,
former football players, former basketball players.
So they just like say, "I'm going to start changing tires and work their way up." Is there like a minor leagues or something? Or
you can go to pit schools. Me myself, I learned it just doing it the old-fashioned way, going out there and doing it and practicing it. And I mean, I got as far as the Craftsman Truck Series and was doing it professionally, getting paid like $500 a pit stop.
Right.
I was making pretty good money doing it.
Wow.
I was getting paid. They were paid for my flights, and yeah, it was a beautiful thing.
So now, are there guys like where you're like, wow, that the dude for Mark Martin, he's a badass when it comes to changing tires. Are there guys like that who are known to be like really, really good?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not gonna ever really hear their names,
right?
But Jimmy Johnson's front tire changer is a badass at it.
Really,
the guy's, and not a lot of people, even diehard race fans, maybe some of them don't really watch that type of stuff, but for me, since that's what I do on a race team, I always watch.
Now, what makes him
pick up the good ones?
What makes him a badass? He's just really fast at it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a good 13 seconds every time when it comes to two tires.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah. And you got to think about that. You got to think about 13 seconds. That's 13 seconds. He's taking off lug nuts. He's putting on lug nuts on two tires, and he's running around that car.
Right.
I mean, that's you have. You know, those guys are splitting tenths of seconds now when it comes to pit stops, and they're figuring out more ways to make them faster. And they're using all these big athletes, and it's just those guys are getting paid, maybe third-string NFL players.
Wow.
What third-string NFL players are getting.
That's terribly sexy.
Now, what keeps the lug nuts on the rim?
They just use 3M weather adhesing glue.
Wow. Okay.
That's it.
Pick yeah, you just put it. Car. What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there. I want you to be perfect.
All right. Race Car Johnny's first NASCAR report. Learned a lot.
Yeah. Well, I don't know shit about NASCAR.
I don't know crap about NASCAR.
Hey, you just got to sit down and start watching it, and you'll start picking up on it. You know, and it's just it's definitely something to, if you've never watched it, it's
boring.
it's really hard to get into it.
Yeah.
But what the best thing to do is whenever you have an opportunity to go and watch one in person, that's what you got to go and do, because then you get a real feel for what you're seeing on TV. it's a whole lot different ball game when you go and watch it in person.
You know what? You know what they need? They need an Anna Kournikova.
Yeah.
Well, they got that little Danica Patrick, that little hot little brunette that drives the Indy cars.
Yeah. I'd bump draft her.
Yeah, definitely.
Right in it.
She needs more wedge.
She's so tiny, you can actually bang her inside the Indy car.
She's
very tiny, right? She's like 4'11" or something. It's really tiny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, Johnny.
All right, guys.
Thank you for the insight, and good luck to the Hooters Pro Cup car. Bill Bigley, number what, 28?
25.
25.
Okay.
25.
How'd the race go last weekend, by the way?
He had a battery problem go wrong in the car like 16 laps in, and we finished 26th. And But yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. But the good thing is he's got a competitive race car now, so he thinks he can get a win this year. So you got to send me them stickers, so the stickers are in victory lane.
Let's just hope for a finish. Full race. Let's get a full race in.
Yeah.
Because every time I watch the car, it either blows up on the first lap.
Or the hood flies off.
Yeah.
Right.
Or he like makes a right and heads off the track or something. He's like, I'm going to get some Taco Bell. I'm done with this. All right, race car.
All right, guys, later.
Take care of yourself.
Later.
Race car Johnny, everybody, with the NASCAR, I guess that's a report.
Kill me, I'm here, kill me!
That was like a...
I'm here, kill me!
An FYI.
When you shift the gear and that little needle on the tack goes into the red and reads 9,000 RPM, that's bad.
Yeah. I'm learning a lot.
Half
the listeners went into a coma during that one.
Yeah, everyone. No, actually, the listeners just tuned out of the show, and they just started having this giant like sex talk.
I was reading some of the feedback as Race Car was talking, and people were saying, "I'm in a coma. I'm drooling."
Yeah,
or something.
How could you talk about it this long with a bunch of left turns?
Yeah.
But
our left turns. So this was exciting. Great.
It was actually kind of interesting, other stuff going on there.
Now, what would happen if you just decided to make it right? I'm going to be weird, and I'm going to make it right.
Going against the grain.
Yeah. No, actually, I'll brighten everybody's spirits right now.
Oh, great.
And action.
Okay. Wait.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like that, bitch? You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like it hard, right? Take
oh,
it.
Rock is the best.
That's
oh,
right.
Give it to me.
Say my name, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh Rocket.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
That is.
Nice. Come on,
dog. Rocket has the uncanny ability to throw out three words out of his mouth at a time. Do you hear that? He's like, yes, nice. Wow.
You mean he's like those monks from Tibet who can do like three notes at once?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice call. I'm good like that. What can I say?
Rocket's a three-note monk.
Yes.
That's what I do.
Throw three words out at one time.
Yeah, we out.
There's a reference.
That was so uncomfortable when he did that last week.
I wasn't. I was quite fine.
You were fine with it. Ron and I were gone.
I had the newspaper up in between us. I couldn't see him. I was like, I can't look at him
when
he's doing this.
I'm reading. Yeah. Stops.
I was like, I don't want to see the O face. I do not want to see the O face. That's my goal in life, never to see another guy's O face.
I think Jenny said she was sending
Oh, my God. Sorry. Cousin Rob had the line. He followed you up. Dale Earnhardt tried making a right.
Oh, that's bad.
That's rough.
That
is rough.
Womp, womp, womp.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Another thing with that Jessica Drake clip, actually, I think she's sending us movies and stuff.
And stuff.
So we might have a giveaway
something. I got dibs on the fake pussy.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what's coming. Yeah, I don't know what's coming.
Let 8-year boy get first dibs on
that. No, absolutely not.
Maybe not first. Let him just have it. Come on. Out of sympathy. You want that? Do you want the fleshlight?
Actually, if I use it first, Karen may be not able to touch the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Coleman has a fleshlight. He kept throwing that up on the
Not chat. To reference the chat room again, but what is Aaron Lewis doing in the chat room? Anybody? Anything?
What?
The guy in the corner? Aaron Lewis?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Been a while.
It's been a while.
You know,
hey, he's not going to like that.
You can only complain.
I wouldn't like it.
You can only be a complainer for so long after you've had a few platinum albums.
Yeah.
Like after that, your complaining doesn't seem as heartfelt.
Yeah, life is kind of a little better.
Yeah, you can't complain when you're selling millions of records.
All right, everybody, let's get back on track. We'll do our final break, and we'll come back with more hijinks on the LunaticRadio.com show. Still got the hotties of the week. Yeah. We've got some drunk calls to play.
Big finish!
And Ron is going to bump draft me, so stick around. It's
Connie,
cool.
Do something sexy.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
We're a little bit better than Suck, but we're still pretty close. To that suck level.
I gotta lay off the heroin.
I listen to radio also to get annoyed. And there's this light FM station here on Long Island called Walk 97.5 WALK.
Uh-huh.
And they have a guy that comes on at 7 o'clock and he does the Walk Pillow Talk. Where it's like, where you can call up if you're, you know, you got a wife or something, you call up. I want to, you know, send this one out to my loved one, Sarah. I love you, baby. Like, people are supposed to be in their beds, like, laying right on their pillows.
And listening to the radio.
Talking and playing, you know, love music.
And have the radio on.
And it's hosted by this guy, Glenn Hollis.
What a moron. What a waste of time.
His delivery is so ridiculously over the top. It's incredible. It's 7 o'clock, mind you. Like, 7
o'clock.
7? Like, people are coming home from work at 7. Like, I'm waking up at 7.
I'm still on my jet.
Right. So he comes on with his program thinking everybody's in bed, you know, yeah, talking right in with their pillows.
Right. At 7?
7 p.m. What are you talking about, Glenn? Glenn, I'm still awake, pal. Can you wait a couple hours? Maybe start to walk pillow talk at 11 p.m.? When I'm fucking 10 beers in a bag? Then I'll be doing some walk pillow talk. I'll make some special dedications to my ball bag.
You should call up. I like to dedicate the next song to my ball bag.
Yeah. So he starts this thing at 7, and he plays this song at the top. I've only heard the show a couple times, but every time he starts the show with this.
Are you ready, boo?
Not though. That'd be great, though, if he did. This one.
Oh.
And this is his delivery. Hi, everybody. It's Glenn Hollis. I'm Walk 97.5. If you're chilling out with your loved one,
or your ball bag,
tell her you love her. Tell her how much she means to you.
Always and forever.
Send this one up to her, baby.
It's 7 o'clock.
Call me at 1-800-BALK-PILLOW-TALK and I'll batch a load on your wife's face for you. Verbally.
That somehow came true.
He whispers into the microphone.
And I know tomorrow.
How you doing?
These guys think they're making a difference.
Yeah. You're not making a difference. You ever seen a typical family from Long Island at 7 o'clock at night? You kidding me? They're either getting into a drunken fight or there's a husband yelling at his wife because the dinner isn't cooked correctly. That's what's going on at 7 o'clock at night, Glenn Hollis.
Oh, that just killed the Long Island image.
Yeah. Walk Pillow Talk should not be programmed at 7, and you should not be whispering into the microphone like you're jacking on the console.
Man, I wish I could have Pillow Talk at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. No, Rocket's stuck in traffic trying to get to the studio at 7 o'clock. And I have a massive erection. You gotta see a picture of this guy too, man. Oh my god, this guy looks like Craig Stadler on crack. You know the golfer?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
On crack.
This guy is so out in right field or left field, it's incredible. And every night at 7 o'clock, it's Glenn Hollis, everybody. Walk 97.5. I love you.
7 o'clock, I'm full. You know what?
If you're cuddling up with your loved one at the moment, it's 7:04. If you're cuddling up with your loved one at the moment, tell her you love her. Tell her how much you care for her and that you'll take the kids to soccer practice.
7:04, fuck you. I just had an hour in traffic.
Yeah. 7:04, I'm ready to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
I'll listen to you talk about Walk Pillow Talk. And play this goddamn song over and over.
Unless when I go home, I got a chick.
gay? I like swollen balls. I can't prove that I've ever been with a woman. Gay. I like a big butt or a penis. Hey, I'm the gay guy. Remember me? Everything I do is because I'm gay.
All right, let's let the cat out of the bag. That's Glenn Hollis right there.
There it is. Oh, we just gave it away.
Yeah, I'm gay. Gay.
This is that secret show now that everyone's going to be talking about in the future. Remember that show in August? Yeah.
If you Walk Pillow Talk 97.5 here on Long Island. Light FM station. 7 o'clock at night, everybody. 7 o'clock. Just think what you're doing at 7 o'clock at night on a weekday. You're not in bed talking to your loved one about how much I care for you.
I'm dropping a deuce.
Right, that's what I'm doing at 7 o'clock. I'm taking a lunch dump.
Right.
I'm trying to recycle some crap that I ate at lunch. I'm taking a Taco Bell dump at 7 o'clock, Glenn. That's what I'm doing. Not listening to you, pal.
Honestly, in this day and age, do people even do that? Like, turn on in the radio?
No. You know what Walk 97.5 and every other Light FM station is out in America? You know what music that is for people? Really? People without a central nervous system. That's what that station's for. That is for people with no brain.
Wow.
Glenn Hollis.
That was intense.
You know what Glenn Hollis does after a show?
What's that?
He goes home, smokes his crack pipe, and plays Sega. He doesn't even own PlayStation.
He throws on Sonic.
Like, he's so back in the 80s, he's playing Sega.
And he goes home and he sits down and he's like, yeah, tonight was good. Tonight, people made love to the sounds of me.
No, they didn't.
No, they did not.
Somebody shot in his wife.
Oh, my God.
That's what happened. Some dude in Wine Dance.
There we go. There that goes again.
I'm kidding.
There's 3 weeks ago.
That was a local humor for everybody.
Right now, PodcastAlley.net is taking down our show.
Yeah. All podcast sites are taking us down.
Craig just passed out.
It's Glenn Hollis. Do you think he talks to his wife like when he wakes up in the morning and goes into the kitchen?
Like that?
He's like, hey, honey, what's for breakfast? I love some scrambled eggs.
Mike does nothing like it. Fucking bitch.
Can you send me a special dedication of some Canadian bacon with some home fries? Over to the table.
With some lovely hash brown.
This is Glenn Hollis, baby, of Walk 97.5. I gotta go to work at 7, so get on this dick.
So is he the 7? He does that, what is it, like 7-Eleven?
Honey.
The 7-Eleven shift?
Honey, I got something I want to say to you.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?
And then you know what the kicker is? Like, after his shift, 11 o'clock ends, and, like, the zany radio guys come back.
Yeah. At 11 o'clock, here comes the wacky Chris. Hey, everybody, second caller at the hour is going to get a wooden Xbox. Oh, baby. Meet me at Jillian's at the arcade at around 12 on Kid Touch You. Ow! Glenn Hollis is leaving the studio. Why can't I have that much excitement on my show?
What a...
Glenn Hollis. You know what? You got to get a picture of Glenn Hollis and put it on the message board.
Hell yeah.
It's actually on Walk 97.5. You got to see this picture, dude. This guy is the biggest tool bag in the world.
That's freaking great.
Glenn Hollis. Hey, everybody. It's Walk 97.5.
Glenn Hollis.
I have to whisper because I don't know. I'm a moron. His delivery is so over the top. It's the most listened to radio station in Long Island. And if anybody has heard Glenn Hollis, if you're from Long Island, you've heard this guy. If you've ever been in the metropolitan New York area, you've heard of Glenn Hollis. You've heard him on the radio. He's that guy that whispers into the microphone at 7 o'clock at night.
Here's a homo. Oh, my God. He's an alien.
See him? It's Craig Stadler on crack. Oh. We're looking at a picture of Glenn Hollis.
He has a quote here. True love is knowing a person's faults and loving them more for them.
Wow.
Gay. Yeah, I'm gay.
I'm gay.
It's Glenn Hollis, everybody.
There it is.
Oh, my God. Glenn Hollis. Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know how we got onto that, but that's funny. Glenn Hollis, Walk 97.5. I love picking on local radio stations.
Because, again, it goes back to what I was saying before. Stop going over the top. Stop with that too much effort. Relax.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
Yeah, don't be the zany guy in the radio. Just be yourself. Talk like a... If that's one thing we've learned by doing this show, and we're not professionals by any means.
Fuck no.
It's be yourself.
Relax and enjoy.
Just talk how you normally talk. Don't try to act smarter than you are. Like, I'm an idiot, and I know it, and I talk like an idiot.
All right.
So there you go. That's what you get.
All right.
I'm not going to try to be freaking Rick Dees.
You like listening? Great. If you don't, fuck you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be John Tesh on this motherfucker.
He looks like a wacky bit.
This guy, Glenn Hollis, man. Walk pillow talk. Oh, you son of a bitch. You soft talking walrus.
We're gonna have to record some of his show and play it, you know, next week or something like that. Because,
well, that's what we'll do. We'll get that for next week.
I think we gotta get maybe someone calling in.
I'm sure they got screeners upon screeners on that show.
Nah, we could get someone.
How many people just want to call up Glenn Hollis?
I know what we're doing. I got a CEO thinking. You ready?
Okay.
We're gonna have Jenny calling.
Jenny Blowjob.
She's calling.
Is gonna call in Glenn Hollis.
She's gonna do it.
That's what we gotta do.
That's it. Done. Who's the man?
Rocket, you're going to have to run this bit, dude. I'm going to be in New Hampshire.
All right. Do what I can.
All week. I'm going on vacation after the show.
I'll have my secretary, you know, work on it.
That's right. You know, you just make a call on your G4 when you're flying home. That's it.
Get on my palm trail.
All right.
Ooh, Robin.
I got to read some spots. Fred, what is this? Oh, double A. MCO. We make ourselves live.
$500 courtesy of the Wedding Crashers.
I got $10,000 I won money. Oh, I got a Tag Heuer watch. Can you show me your boobs?
Turn around. Let me see that ass. Oh, that's nice. I was in Southampton over the weekend. That's the new bit. I was in Southampton.
Oh, yeah, right. He's got to talk about the Hamptons all the time now. Like, we don't know that you have a house out there.
Thanks for making me feel, like, really low.
Yeah. Way to go, kid.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
He is the king of all media, though.
What are we talking about? I thought we were just riffing right now.
Oh.
We weren't talking about him specific.
Oh, right.
Right. That's how it is.
All right, so let's just do a break.
Yeah, why not?
And we'll come back. More Lunatic Radio hijinks right after this.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in, interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches. Lunatic Radio and VitalPodcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
LunaticRadio.com saved me from a gay stalker. I am Scott Osagic.
Now back to the show.
Yeah.
Go away.
Godsmack, everybody. I believe they have a new album coming out, right? I like the Godsmack.
You do? You like the Godsmack?
I think so.
You think so?
It's kind of like the MySpace.
It is.
Like Godsmack.
You like the MySpace?
It's LunaticRadio.com.
The MySpace.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, Godsmack. The MySpace.
Yeah. Good hard rocky music. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break, everybody. I'm your host, Cameron McCann. Co-host Ronnie Beans in the studio and the CEO, Rocket.
Yo.
Word him up. Rocket was thinking about downsizing.
Doing the best I
what?
Doing
the best huh? Doing the what and the when?
Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunkle Hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody, hit us up. Word them up.
John started the thread already up on the board for the brackets.
Brackets of booty.
Good man.
Huge March running bit on the lunaticradio.com show. Matching the top 64 hottest chicks in America, we gotta find the new champion. Who's the hottest chick in America? And we're gonna find out. And we're going to have nothing to do with the outcome.
It's Craig Coleman.
Craig Coleman's the hottest chick in America.
He wins.
Yeah. So, word him up. A lot of news, breaking news today on the show.
There was, yes. Yeah. There is.
Hey, Ronnie Beans, what are your thoughts on the Arab nations taking over the U.S. ports on the East Coast?
Horribly bad idea.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I don't care how much, like, vetting or investigating you could do. It's a horribly bad idea. Horribly bad idea.
Yeah. Has the president actually done anything good yet?
I don't know.
You know what he's got to do is he's got to start throwing keg parties or something. Lighten the spirits down there. Brighten the spirits.
I don't know, man. Like, honestly, I don't know. You want to say, like, that they haven't completely, like, sacrificed, like, everybody's security for whatever they're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to think that they're at least, you know, they think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Or who knows? I don't know. I just think it's a hard, bad idea. Bad idea.
Yeah. I'm like freaking out now because in this month's Maxim, there's a whole article on like, I'm like opening up a can of worms, but the whole like question of like with 9/11 even might have been a setup. So now I'm like just really questioning everything that happens.
What
now.
Might have been a setup?
It might have been a setup.
You are opening up a can of worms. What was that about?
Well, there's like there's this whole website, reopen911.org, referring to I guess the case that is.
Uh-huh.
It's not really closed, but that's the site. And there are some things like saying that potentially that on some of the floors, some of the lower floors, that there was detonators set up to help it implode because they're saying the way the buildings fell. Kind of like is like a demolition cruise. The buildings implode, and like they also compared it to like how in Madrid, like a skyscraper burned for over 24 hours, and all the steel structure stayed. And it's like, well, why the fucking what was it like within hours? Three buildings fell, especially since one of them wasn't even on fire. So there's all those questions, and then they show like they have like still shots of a security camera at the Pentagon of the explosion. No plane.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
That's crazy shit.
There's like an internet video you can download that actually it was going around for a while.
Yeah, right. I never saw it until, but I mean, it's just all these conspiracies. Now I'm just thinking, politics now. One day I feel like back, 40, 50 years, politicians realize, we can make some money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after that day, I think all of a sudden politics became one big business and it's revolving around like oil and whatnot.
Always has been.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I'm not political at all.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just there's too many weird things going on. I just let them be because as long as
would it surprise you if it was a setup?
No,
it would scare the shit out of me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, honestly, like, would any of that surprise you? It wouldn't surprise me.
No.
Listen, I'm sure, I'm positive that there's freaky shit going on that and has been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
That you'll never know about.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't actually think we should know about it.
No, I don't want to know about it at all.
No. If we as a public knew what was actually going down, forget about it.
It'd be anarchy.
It'd be, exactly.
I think definitely. I'd hide in my basement in the fetal
position. Going to Canada.
Yeah.
I'm going to Ottawa. See?
Yeah, Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Yeah, I would go to Ottawa. Let me in. Knock on the door. Come on, guys.
I mean, there's also things that are saying that the planes might have been robotically controlled, that there wasn't actually terrorists. I mean, there's like tons of fucking conspiracies.
Well, see,
that's
a conspiracy. I know, I'm not saying it's
that. Listen, I'll tell you this. I would highly doubt that any of that was made up or set up or whatever, the whole 9/11 thing.
Well, they say it might have gave a reason to attack Iraq for oil.
I
mean, I'm not believing them, but just
like I don't believe that for a second. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there's plenty of other stuff happened.
Yeah.
That we think it was one way when actually it was something completely different.
Right.
Yeah.
But it doesn't surprise me. Yeah. I mean,
the only thing that makes me wonder there's something fishy is that. I mean, I personally think a lot of that shit went down, but something was a cover up when that information was leaked that sorties were like released on planes when there was no plane supposed to fly.
Yeah.
And there was a whole plane of sorties that left the United States. That's the one fucked up thing. They're saying, okay, maybe 99% of it was all, real, like there were terrorists. But then there's that 1% that something funky went down.
Yeah, they took
on United States soil.
They took Bin Laden's family and flew him out of the country
when there's no plane supposed to fly.
Fucking nuts,
man. It's just kind of weird.
I don't know. I hate politics. I'm not on either side. But when you hear these stories, you're just like, oh, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
what happened to, like, USA number one? Let's fight for us and stuff. And yeah. Come on, dude.
It's just kind of weird.
Well, win one for the Gipper.
Well, the whole thing about Iraq,
you know what I'm talking about.
Like, yeah, no. you had to know going into Iraq that the place was going to go into civil war at some point in time. Because they just, you know, there's too many factions, basically, that all think they're right.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's willing to do anything for the common good there. I mean, I think that, looking back on it, was a bad idea.
So now we're going to get a nice shipment of magic carpets and nukes from all of our ports on the East Coast.
Yeah. Like I said,
it's like the Trojan horse all over again.
Yeah.
There's going to be like a giant cargo box like filled with like terrorists.
Loads of containers full of camels, magic carpets, and bombs.
Yeah.
Going to be great.
Here you go.
Magic carpets. Bring back the magic carpets. I love that stuff.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird. I don't know. If that goes down, it's going to be... But you know what? Then I was like listening to like news, and they're saying like that there's major corporations that are ran by like, you know, communist China that are in the United States, and no one said anything, you know. But like all of a sudden, this throws up a red flag because of the situation. But it's all business. It's all business.
We don't own anything.
And Bush makes money.
Yeah.
I think, in some way.
You think, Ron?
I don't know.
Not good, huh?
Wuzzle.
Oh, we hit that area of conversation where Ron can't go there.
Yeah.
It's a tough topic.
Let's get back to the titties.
Yeah. Rocket set up something on the lunaticradio.com message board looking for taglines from the listeners.
Oh, that's right.
Some of them I actually sent some in. And I have them in front of me here. I'll just read them. I don't have the person's name, so I can't get credit, but here are some of them. Lunatic Radio, better than listening about your girlfriend's day. Lunatic Radio, can't wait to go on satellite and drop the .com.
Would we?
We would drop the .com.
I think you'd have to.
Yeah, if you went on...
Ron and Fez didn't for a while.
Yeah, but that was actually their whole spiel.
Oh.
Because, like, the internet thing was... booming back then, so they figured they, you know, get a little spin on it and call the show ronafez.com.
Yeah, I look back on that was a very good move by actually calling your show lunaticradio.com. It like prevents any confusion.
Yeah.
You know? Very smart on your part.
Thank you.
One thing.
I just got lucky.
Yeah, pretty much.
Lunatic Radio, still not getting Kieran laid. Lunaticradio.com, it's like listening to a cat in a blender.
Is it?
Sometimes.
It's true, especially when I'm on.
I think this is one of those types.
Oh, come on.
Lunaticradio.com, more intelligent than Kanye West, but who isn't?
Wait, Ronnie's venting.
It's always feeling very gassy.
He vents.
Lunaticradio.com, I feel so violated, but I like it. Okay. So there you go.
Okay.
All right, everybody, I enjoy those.
That's it?
Yeah.
There's others on the board. That was just a sample.
You're listening to lunaticradio.com. Are you fucking stupid or what?
Yes.
Lunaticradio.com. The next hit show for XM Satellite Radio.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Woo-hoo, Robin.
Just as soon as winged donkeys fly out of my ass.
Ouch.
This is getting...
Lunaticradio.com. Naked chicks on webcam rule.
They do, and I think we should have more of that right now.
Lunaticradio.com, the Howard Stern show for the retard set. Anybody?
Yeah. That's not bad.
What's the retard set?
Retarded people, I suppose.
Retarded people.
Okay. How about the retarded community?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
It's already long.
Work on them. Work on them.
When you gotta go... And you have to keep going.
Like, that's it. Like, a tagline should just be like, pow! Yeah. You know?
When there's a comma, you're doomed. You know?
Lunaticradio.com.
I'm dropping the hammer.
No, you're not.
There it is. Nice.
Yes.
See?
Yeah, if you could just...
Here it knows.
Lunaticradio.com.
Right.
Lunaticradio.com.
I wanted to suck Bernard's cock.
Monday nights Eastern Standard Time.
This is in the chat room. Hobbs and Vox are having a private like sex talk. Well, not really private. It's public in the chat room. It's interesting. It's a different flavor for the evening.
Yeah. Okay. How about lunaticradio.com? Rocket is always yelling.
I am.
Yeah. By the way, I mentioned that we had Aaron Lewis in the chat room from the band Stained. Apparently, I was mistaken. It's Hobbs from 9mm Solution.
Oh.
Sorry. Sorry about that. So it hasn't been a while.
LunaticRadio.com. Laugh or Kieran will be punished.
Yeah. I believe we ran the gamut on this show.
No, we didn't. We got more.
Oh. No, we don't.
We don't?
Yeah. So we have the what have we learned on the today's show? We've learned that we're going to be available on cell phones. We have learned that dominatrix stuff, the S&M business, is kind of freaky.
And it is very, there's a lot of stuff to it.
We've learned that...
It's diverse and quantitative.
We've learned that Paris Hilton has another sex tape out.
With a chick.
Yes. We've learned that the NASCAR segment didn't go over too well. We've learned that, this show sucks. And we've learned that we fight with each other off the air.
It wasn't fighting.
I don't know.
It wasn't a fight.
Yeah. So let's do the highs of the week, everybody, and celebrate the ending of this show.
I need nudity.
Let's get out Chicks. Of here. It's Go ahead. Time for LunaticRadio.com's Hotties of the Week.
Hotties of the Week time, everybody. Always a fun segment at the end of the show. This is when we pick a chick from the world of entertainment. We deem it the hottie of the week. It's a fun little segment. Do it every week. Emails at the show at lunaticradio.com with the name of the chick and the reason why. We'll read them on the air. That's how you can participate. Or you can listen live and just post them in the chat room. We can just read away. All right. So let's go around the board and get the hottie of the week.
Ronnie Beans. A mad beast.
Ronnie Beans, you want to start us off?
Yeah. That's
mad beast.
Yeah. This is my pick for Mad Beat Radio. Actually, in a new movie coming out soon, March something or other, Natalie Portman. She's in V for Vendetta, which is the latest Wachowski brother film.
Really? V for Vendetta?
Yes.
That's the one where she shaves her head. That's
yeah.
Sort of in a trailer.
It's kind of sexy. It gives her that whole like prison look to her. You know what I'm saying? Like a little conjugal visits up in here.
AOD from the chat room is going Michelle Williams. No, not Michelle Williams. I'm going with Michelle Williams. He's going with Rachel McAdams. Okay. I'm going with Michelle Williams.
Crazy Clown again taking Josh Gogan. Really weird.
Very gay stuff
always
going
into
on.
That.
By the way, good luck to Josh Gogan and our good old buddy Scott Osechik, who are going to be auditioning for Last Comic Standing on March 7th.
Wear a Lunatic Radio t-shirt.
Scott right up here
Scott
at Caroline's on Broadway here in Manhattan.
I take it his gay stalker didn't kill him?
I don't think so.
Rocket, who's your hottie of the week?
That Sasha broad who was ice skating.
Sasha Cohen?
Showing up. Is she age? Is she of age?
Yeah, she's 21.
All right, I win.
Done Fucked is going with Nicole Richie.
Oh, what's it? Joe from East Islip going with Kristen Bell.
John from Orlando's going with Mandy Moore. Yeah, I'd bang her.
Hey, Rob went with Mariska Hargitay.
Because he can.
You know, she's actually having a kid right now.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's void, Rob.
I want to thank...
Return to sender.
Simone Cross, everybody, for coming on the program.
Yes!
DiabolicalDom.com is the website of hers. She's a dominatrix. Freakiness, everybody. I want to thank Ray Garcia from tpsradio.net joining us on the program and for taking the show to new heights.
Hopefully.
We'll see. Coming up next on the tpsradio.net, everybody, is the Craig Coleman show in quotes.
What's the matter?
Just falling asleep.
Oh, really?
Craig Coleman show in quotes. I am falling asleep.
Oh, Hobbs going with Alicia Cuthbert. Maybe checking with Mariska Hargitay.
Mm-hmm.
Another one.
Next week on the program is somebody who's funny.
Thank you, Vox, for being you. You're fantastic as always.
Yes, thank you, Vox, for being hot. Thank you, John from Orlando, for calling in on the program.
Yeah, thank you, Stalker, for showing a little cleavage. Next time, I expect a little bit more, though.
Thank you, Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Rob, for being a better drummer than Neil Peart. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Buddhism.
What? What? Sucker kind of going Cheryl from Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Because you can. Stalker, right. You got to start showing them. Come on.
Craig Coleman Show is next, everybody, on the TPSRadio.com network, or is that TPSRadio.net? Listen to it. It's a good show. Craig Coleman's a funny guy.
If you listen, you win.
Yeah. And we'll catch you next week, everybody, with more hijinks on the LunaticRadio.com show. Brackets of Booty's coming up pretty soon, everybody.
Booty!
So we're going to kick some ass, and we're going to work on the Vibrator Showdown. So
yes.
More help things to come on the LunaticRadio.com show. We're going to kick some ass and take some names. Probably a down show this week, but who cares? Here we go. We're out. Later. Bye.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.